Well, good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to Static Radio.
607.
Yeah, Steve-O and Mitch. Sup?
That'd be us. What's up?
Just heard from Fiction Family. What'd
they say?
I saw this week John's working on new music.
Yeah?
That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With Fiction Family or with John Foreman?
John Foreman's working on new Fiction Family.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
As if that guy doesn't do enough.
I know. I'm like, you have like 1,000 songs on Guitar Tabs, so.
Well, when he's on tour normally, that's what he does.
He just writes?
He writes. So they usually have like 3 figures. Like when it comes to songs, yeah, we got about 120 songs for this record that we're going to put 12 songs on.
Ugh.
I've always wondered where all the other songs go. I wonder if they evolve
exactly
into Fiction Family or self-titled. Or
I know exactly what happens.
Oh, yeah?
When he dies, he's just going to still keep coming out with albums and supporting his family. Like Tupac. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Forever supporting his lineage.
Nice. Nicely done. Yep. So that guy's constantly writing. I'm excited.
Man, that must be like what it's like to be a true musician.
What, constantly writing?
Constantly writing.
That's all you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
No.
Like, I had this really good lyric like a year ago, and I can't remember it.
I think I tried once.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. Done.
It's like, that doesn't rhyme. Oh, it doesn't have to rhyme. I can make it rhyme with something else. Okay, I don't get it.
No. Sometimes it has to rhyme. Because there are some rhymes, quote unquote, that drive me insane.
Like what?
I don't want to call them out on the radio.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
They're a band that actually is coming soon. So.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. No big deal.
It's like, that doesn't rhyme. In fact, once when I interviewed the lead singer, I said, hey, let's play a word game. I'm going to give you a word and you give me a word that rhymes with it. I was being funny with him. And,
Did he know?
Yeah. Yeah. That rhyme just makes me crazy.
So he knows.
Trevor McNevin, 1,000-foot crutch.
So now you can tell me?
Yeah. I forgot I did that in an interview once, so it's totally acceptable.
Okay. What's the word?
I can't even remember now. I'm like, what was the word that it was? Was it grenade? No, it was extinction.
Serenade.
It was something. He's got all those crazy words. No, it doesn't rhyme. That's the point.
It doesn't
rhyme. No, it doesn't rhyme. I'm like one of those rhymey people, you know? It's like, what's up, Dr. Seuss? That did not work. Hey, Stever.
Hey.
Good morning.
Orange.
Borange. Got it. Next.
What else could you do with the orange? I mean, that's really all you can do.
Yeah.
Borange.
Morange.
I would like some morange.
It was combining those two words.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Some morange Jemima.
See?
Yeah.
Totally possible.
Totally.
But
you just got to be creative like Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, not like, would you say grenade and extinction?
I can't remember what it was.
I threw a grenade and threw in everyone into extinction.
And now I have to go find the song. Now I totally have to go find the song because there was something. Made me crazy. You know what doesn't make me crazy?
What?
Sam Swan.
Yeah, he doesn't make me crazy either.
He's crazy awesome. He's coming in studio this morning at 7 o'clock to hang out.
That's like 45 minutes.
He's been away for like the summer.
Yeah.
Doing like awesome things all over the land of magic.
Well, we've been here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, land of just, magic?
No, yeah, exactly.
Wait. Go back a few steps. Where is this?
Orlando?
Oh.
Florida?
Has he been in Orlando the entire time?
Yeah.
Okay, land of magic.
No, he's been around the state doing cool events stuff.
So we'll get an update
from
him.
Truth is, I have no idea. That's why he's coming in. So as soon as he's in here, we'll know what he's been up to.
That's good.
Yeah. So, you know.
We'll figure it out later.
Yeah. It's Friday. Woo! Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Harrison Hudson. Song called At the Start. Record actually put together by Micah Talks.
Micah.
Who we heard from earlier this morning. Musically.
Oh, I was like, when?
Like 5:50 something.
Yeah, I know. I was in the car.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Micah.
Yeah.
Great song. Yep. So, yeah, put this, well, help produce it anyways. American Thunder is the name of the record. They were actually giving it away for free on Noise Trade. Not sure if it's still available, but this week they were offering it, Monday?
Yeah, we have a link somewhere up on our Facebook for
you. Yeah, Noise Trade. You can find it. Harrison Hudson, song called At the Start, and that record is absolutely amazing.
Brilliant.
Yeah. What are you trying to read something?
Yeah, I just wanted to read a little bit of something
you. Okay.
I just wanted to let you know to be careful because bear families consume lots of beer inside cabins.
What?
Yeah, okay, so I have this story. A bear family suspected of consuming 100 cans of beer inside this cabin.
Okay.
And should I clarify what I mean by bear family?
Yeah, because I'm like, well, of course, if you drink that much, you're probably going to end up nude. But I'm thinking that's probably not the kind of bear family you're talking about. No, huh?
I get bear, it. Bear
family.
Yeah, because naked. No,
You're talking about the dudes that eat a bunch of porridge, right? And they're like, mine's too hot.
Well, there's a mama bear and her three cubs. So, yeah, I just want to let you know.
Okay.
Got the story. Did some researching and turns out that they break into houses, into cabins, and eat the 100 cans of beer.
So that Goldilocks story is full of lies.
Full of lies because it's not
they don't
porridge.
Eat porridge.
It's the beer they're after.
That's they broke into somebody's cabin and drank 100
yeah,
cans of beer.
The bear family is believed to have ripped off a wall of the cabin to gain entry. They ripped off a wall.
Wow.
The entire cabin was destroyed. The beds, all the kitchen appliances, the stove, the ovens, the oven and cupboards and shelves were all smashed to pieces.
Well, yeah.
And there was...
They partied like Ozzy Osbourne. Woo! They're like, the hat rack is through the television. What is going on? Who spray painted our walls?
Yeah, but yeah. The bears also consumed every bit of food in there, including marshmallows, the honey. That's good, yeah. The honey.
Yeah.
And chocolate spread. So, apparently it smelled really bad because they ate a lot of cans of beer, and that means they consumed a lot of beer, so they had to go to the bathroom.
A lot.
A lot.
Quite regularly.
While they were there.
I'm just going to do my name on this wall. No?
No.
Too far. Okay, your story is acceptable. I'm out of control. Like these bears.
Yeah, ridiculous. That song just ends, doesn't it?
Totally, just abruptly comes to an end. So, sweet.
Cool.
Where was this?
In Jarfjord, Norway.
Oh, Norway.
Jarfjord, Norway.
So the Swedish bears, then,
yeah,
is what
Swedish
we're
bears.
Talking about.
Yeah.
To not to be
they
confused
were done
with the
Swedish
fish. Right there! Woo! It's Friday!
Oh, dang it. Do we have to leave?
Just gonna play some Blindside now. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's here. It is finally here.
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Pioneer and dreams. Dreams are good.
Pioneering dreams?
Pioneering dreams,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
Pioneer's the band. Dreams is the song.
The song, yeah.
Yeah.
Never know, really.
But you could be pioneering dreams.
Yeah.
Pioneering someone's dreams.
Ooh, isn't
See,
that,
I didn't think
that
of
was
like,
a movie.
I didn't think of dreams as in like future aspirations and goals. I thought of like, hey, I'm asleep and there's purple people in my mind.
I think that was a movie.
Purple people in my mind?
No, just the pioneering dreams part.
Oh.
Because it's called Inception.
Was that about dreams? I still don't know what that movie was about. There was a dreidel, and he spun it.
I took that
think he
movie.
He was Jewish. That's all I got out of it.
I took that movie at surface level. I'm like, oh, they're sleeping. Oh, they went into their dreams. The end.
Yep. That was a good movie.
I just was like, oh.
I think
they're alive?
I don't know.
I'm sick of these open-ended
Yeah. No, it was great, though, because he was in a dream inside a dream inside a dream.
And then everybody walks up. Out. Everybody walks out of the theater. No, that kid was older. That he was alive. No, that kid was the same age. He wasn't alive.
What kid?
See, so now I'm thinking of a different movie.
That was The Sixth Sense. He saw dead people.
No, that was a different movie.
Yeah, it was called The Sixth Sense.
No, it had Leonardo DiCaprio. It was that other movie.
The other movie with Leonardo
DiCaprio? Shutter Island.
Oh, I never even saw that. Did you just ruin that movie?
No, I didn't, actually.
I didn't see that movie!
Because it's open-ended, just like Inception. We don't know what's going on.
Oh, man, you just ruined that movie. There's a kid in it, and he's the same age. So that means he was there.
No, we don't know.
So that means Leo was there, huh? That was there. He was there when he was a kid. I just deciphered your stupid words. Leonardo DiCaprio was there when he was a kid.
No!
And he's crazy, and now he's an adult, and he's still crazy, and he thought he was a cop, but he was just imagining things because he's crazy.
How did you get all of that from the kid?
Is that true?
I can't tell you anything.
Is that true?
Possibly.
If that's true, I'm going to fight you. That's why I can't watch trailers. I don't watch like trailers
I hate
anything,
watching trailers
because they ruin everything because I just decipher things. I'm kind of like an archaeological digger of minds.
Oh, like an Inception.
No, like Indiana Jones.
Because
he's an archaeologist.
Because what those people do in Inception, they're like, ooh, I can draw mazes really fast, so I can make up these towns in my mind really fast. And then I can change them in my mind.
How did we get here?
Pioneer Dreams.
Ah, yes. Speaking of that.
Really? Really? Speaking of pioneering dreams.
Yes, because you obviously have to be on a lot of drugs in order to create stuff like that. But some people on drugs create movies like Inception. Others do really, really stupid things.
Okay.
Around 200 pot plants were seized this last week. There was lighting, cultivation equipment. There was an upstairs bedroom. Basically a farmhouse where they were growing pot. Now, let's just say, you know, try and get into the mind of a criminal, all right? A hardened thug criminal growing weed, man. Whoa! Okay. What is the absolute last street you would want to live on as a pot grower?
Jefferson.
What?
Jefferson. Because
like Jefferson here? Why Jefferson?
Because I read somewhere that Jefferson is the most popular street in all of America.
Wait, Jefferson and Albuquerque or just the name Jefferson?
The name Jefferson.
That's so weird.
So I feel like a lot of people,
you just threw me way off course.
Cops all over Jefferson.
No, man. Check it, bro. 200 pot plants were seized this week.
Why do you gotta say it like that?
Because, bro, it's the government getting you down. Actually, it was in the UK, so.
Okay.
A cannabis farm discovered, growing.
Cannabis?
I can't believe... No, that's actually close. Pot House Lane.
Oh!
No word on whether or not the street name actually was the reason they started growing pot on the street, but yeah, Pot House Lane.
Maybe they named it themselves.
Maybe they bought it, which would be even dumber. Because, you know, like when you're the first to buy land, like my mom used to have land when we were little kids. She bought land out near Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And the crossroads were like Sarah, which is my little sister, and Dorothy, which is my mom's name. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. No, I didn't want a street name.
No, it's cool.
No, that's totally not messed up. Oh. We get it. We know who's your favorite.
Cool. You can name the dogs after me. That's cool.
Yeah. So, but apparently... Apparently, that's probably not the best because, police in Lancaster seized up to 80,000 L-shaped monies.
Euros.
Yeah, those things. Well, it looks like
L-shaped. It looks more like an E.
No, it does not. Obviously looks like an L. Oh, that's an E.
R-O-S. Euro.
Oh, it always looked like an L with a dash through the middle.
You learn something.
I was like, those crazy London dudes.
London money.
Yes, that's what it means. That's what it stands for. London,
obviously.
London monies.
London monies.
Obviously. I mean, come on. So, yeah. Apparently, it was a very sophisticated setup, which clearly had been going on for some time because they had over 200 plants growing weed in a farmhouse.
You're so sad
on
right now.
Pot House Lane. That is quite possibly the dumbest, most ironical thing I've ever heard.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And not so cool at all.
But obviously it was seized up and no longer happy.
Oh, well, they're not happy, but the government's like, well, we can give this out to a lot of people who actually need it now. The medical stuff.
Really? Is that what?
I don't know. I figured it'd die before they're able to get it handed out.
What?
Because they're growing
it. Oh, the plant. Okay.
The plant.
You started talking about meds, and I was like, did you just say old people are going to die before they get weed? Who are you?
Not just old people need that or use that. People with back problems. Play a song. Thank you.
People with back problems?
Yeah.
Go take it. Go lie down. Go lie down. It's Friday. Steve-O and Mitch.
I don't know what's going on.
Static Radio.
It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning. What?
Hey.
Hey.
I can tell a difference.
Yum. How are you?
Yum.
Yay. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch.
Oh, hey, what's up?
How you guys doing today?
Just ask everyone how they're doing today.
Yeah. I was hoping somebody would call in and say, I'm great.
I was waiting for a response.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to respond to my question.
That is my least favorite thing when people are like at church giving announcements. How you guys doing today? Really?
I'm fantastic!
Why am I here? It's 8 o'clock in the morning!
Ooh. Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah!
Thank you.
That's good.
Hey,
that's
what's
good.
You're welcome, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 505-338-3700.
We just want to know, how are you doing?
I'm excited today because our dear friend Sam Swan will be joining us.
Shortly.
Yeah, from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Wow.
The BCNM, BCONM.
Become.
And Marianne.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there it is.
Good job.
You can check out details for that at calvaryabq.org. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sunny.
Hey, Sunny. How are you today?
I'm supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Nicely done. That's a big word.
Yeah.
That is a big word.
And we only learned how to say it through a song.
Right.
I know, right?
I hated that word growing up because I had to spell it in school. Like,
really?
My teacher thought it was
spell
like...
It. Go.
It's a real spelling word.
I'm not going to spell
it. Is that
it.
A real word?
Yeah, it was like that word. And then like Neomana ultramicroscopic silica volcanoniosis or something like that. It was like, ooh, the longest word in the dictionary. Ooh, spell it.
Ooh, that's even better.
Yeah.
I have to look that one up.
Yeah, that one's, I don't know.
I never learned that word.
Those are the bane of my existence when I was 7.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring those.
I have to register my daughter for school today, so that's going to be crazy.
Ooh.
Yeah, you better get there early.
We are. We're going to be there at 7.
That's good.
That's in a few minutes. I hope you're on your way.
I know.
Yeah, out the door.
Nice. Okay, get on out the door. What do you want to hear this morning?
Let's hear... Oh, gosh, I can't even think. I haven't had my coffee.
How about some POD, since your name's Sunny, you know?
And get it?
Yeah. That would work. That would work.
P.O.D. Yeah. Sunny.
P.O.D.
All right.
Okay, have a great day, guys.
You too.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes. 505-338-3700. All right.
Okay.
I want to hear some P.O.D. I haven't heard in a while.
Okay, you want to hear...
Southtown?
Yes.
I mean, that's the jam.
Yes.
Or Rock the Party. Those are two. That,
Southtown.
You know. Okay. That's good.
That's the one that you want to hear.
Good pick, you.
Thanks.
We're going to play some POD right after this. And don't forget, coming up in 12 minutes, we're going to be joined by our dear friend Sam Swan. I haven't seen him all summer.
Me either.
I'm excited. It's going to be a good time. And we're going to talk about a couple things. I've got the, you know, the Jesus juke stuff, you know, because we always like to, ha-ha, when pastors come in.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, the Jesus juke stuff.
Hit him with the pa-pa.
How did you do that? Okay.
You know, the 1-2, the old 1-2.
And unfortunately, yesterday, Sean Ambrigi wasn't able to join us because his flight got in so late. So
I know.
So now Sam Swan has to answer all these questions.
All of them.
Every single
I have, why? If God exists, why is there pain? That's the first one. Second one, I'm just kidding.
That was sarcasm.
Hey, if God exists, why is there evil? Go. Yeah.
You're
no.
Dumb.
Norman Geisel actually wrote a book.
Well, that's good because some people need it explained.
Yeah, dude. It's a good book, too. So I actually saw it at Parchments for $5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's where I bought it.
Oh, for $5?
Yeah, because normally what happens is when guest speakers come, they get a ton of books. And if they don't sell, then you just have to wait a couple months and then they go on clearance.
Exactly.
Because they're like, dude, we got a lot of these books. Yeah. We got to get rid of some of these books.
Yeah, and then you find the same book there for like double the price later on because they have a very limited source. You're like,
it goes back to like normal price.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get in there now, Norman Geisler. Good dude.
Yeah. I'm sure he's really nice.
POD on the way back and Sam Swan. It's going to be a good time.
It is.
I'm excited. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Amberlynn, the unwinding cable car. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Olo.
Olo. 7:03 now. Friday. It's finally here.
It is.
I'm so excited.
I feel like it took forever to get here, but now that I hear, I'm like, it's already Friday?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's here. It's here. And we haven't done this in a very long time.
I know.
But I'm really, really amped that this Friday, our dear friend Sam Swan joins us in studio.
Wow. Applause and everything. That, wow.
Heck yeah, man.
I got a tear in my eye.
How are you?
I am outstanding.
Where have you been all our summer?
Everywhere.
We've been here.
Yeah, we've been
as
here.
As far north as South Dakota, which is funny to say.
Right.
I was as far north as South Dakota.
Hey.
And all over the state. It's been awesome. It's been a great summer.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
You do a lot of work all over.
I do.
For Baptists.
Yes.
Yes. Teaching them, you know, dance moves.
Right. And, right. How to play cards.
How to play cards.
Yeah. Dominoes. Oh, dominoes are allowed.
Oh, okay, good.
We
good.
Can play 42.
Not just a pizza?
No.
Like actual? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah,
no. Not just a pizza.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we have dominoes. We also have Pizza Hut.
That's right. And
I don't know why Baptists talk
John's.
Like that. Yeah. So... I grew up Baptist, so I don't know what it is about Baptist, but I just love it.
I
get to, I poke and prod.
That's fine.
Because that's how
we
I grew
can
up.
Take it.
I
we
got a lot of Baptist
it.
Family.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
lot of Baptist
so
family.
Yeah.
So, man, how have you been?
I've been good. Been good. We
good,
had
man.
The camps that I'm in charge of. We had 3 great weeks of camp. Had a bunch of kids come to know the Lord. Had a bunch of kids make decisions to, you know, kind of renew their commitment.
Yeah.
Get more serious and go a little deeper and... And a bunch of stuff that you can't measure, you know.
Right.
Things
right.
like, I realize I need to be kinder to my little brother or, you know, just things that we
yeah.
we
mm-hmm.
hope people will learn as God works in their lives.
Yeah.
So that's been great. And then I got to speak at 2 different camps this summer where I was like the camp pastor.
Nice.
Yeah, wow. So that was a hoot.
You know, because you did a lot of cool pastoring stuff, we're going to hit you with like crazy tough questions.
Yeah.
This morning,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I heard. And I heard as I was listening on the, I was on my, on my way here,
yeah.
I was listening, and I heard something about questions, and somebody didn't get to show up yesterday.
Yeah,
so Shambergy
didn't make it. So we've got a whole slew of pastor
well,
questions.
Great.
So,
I will,
like, you know, how can we prove that the Bible is truly God's word
yeah.
and inerrant?
Yes.
Go.
Ready?
No, I'm just kidding.
Would God make a rock so big that he can't
I
make it?
Hate
hey, do you know,
that question.
Do you know, they say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but that.
That is
a stupid
question. I hate that question.
Absolutely.
So dumb.
Oh, so could God make a rock so big that he couldn't lift it? Go.
Yeah. Ready? Well, first of all, let me ask you a question.
Well, could he? Sure.
Do you have way too much spare time on your hands?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you need to get a job?
Right.
You're probably a blogger.
That's I like that. Blogger. Obvious blogger.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right
no,
there.
No offense to friends who are bloggers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I have
maybe
a few friends
offense.
Who are bloggers. Yeah. So some of them are good.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
of them are good.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. This last week, my car exploded.
Oh.
Wow. Don't know if you heard. Yeah.
I didn't.
My car exploded. Just the front end, actually. So, pulled into a... I was right by a mechanic, so I pulled into the mechanic. I won't say which one, but it rhymes with Hobnil.
Oh.
Complete auto. And, So they were like, oh, yeah, no problem. Let's check it out. They checked it out, and they were like, dude. Yeah, it's going to be like $1,800.
Oh, man.
You need new front brakes. I'm like, front brakes? Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
You need front brakes. You need an oil change.
I stopped
your wiper fluid is low. We're going to give you special wiper fluid, so that's going to be like $280. And then, you know, timing belt
yeah.
and a radiator. And, you know, so, of course, the bill was like $2,000 or something.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, that's cool. I got to go call my friend because we every year have done in the past a golf tournament, you know. And the title sponsor always was Southern Boulevard, you know, Southern Boulevard Automotive. They sponsor us. And
right.
I'm like, I'm going to call John because I am. Because let's be honest, how many people really trust mechanics? You know what I mean?
Like 0%. Like,
so
they'll tell you, like, there's a unicorn in your exhaust. You're like, I believe
oh,
it.
Oh, no way.
I had that.
I can't believe that. Yeah. Well, it sucks.
So
is
glad
it,
told me.
If it was just a horse, it'd be totally cool because
right.
they'd just be like, you know, it'd still be like minor things, but with
the unicorn
yeah,
the horn, the, what is that?
Right. I don't know, the... What is that? The candle.
Yeah,
I feel like that's like for where you light him once a year. Right? And then you blow out the candle.
But he's obviously poking holes in your exhaust.
Right, exactly. So. And so people, oh, yeah, totally, totally. So
how much you want?
Because of that, I don't trust mechanics. So I shouldn't say that because then I called the mechanic and said, hey, John, can you come tow my car and take a look at it and tell me what you think, Christian mechanic guy? So the good news was he got the radiator fixed and it was like, yeah. And then he calls, good news, it's fixed. Woo! Bad news is they were right about the time belt. They actually weren't lying about that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, cool. But still, it was like $1,200 cheaper. Instead of, there, yeah. You know, so it was okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you.
That's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at 116,000 miles on my car and hadn't ever changed it. So
good job.
So I'm thinking they were saying at like 90 you're supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, then if it lasts.
Right.
Drive it till it lasts.
Yeah, what sucks is I hit that point where it's like, man, this Subaru's so dependable. I love this thing. And then it broke the 115,000 mile mark. Yeah. And all of a sudden it's like, I'm dying.
Yes.
It's like when you find out your car, oh, he's sick? Oh, and then like 2 months later, gone.
Right.
I'm like, I didn't know. Right. Yeah, but he looks so healthy.
It will begin to nickel
I cleaned
and die
you
to death. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I hate car problems. Even if I get like a flat tire, I just cry. Because I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, why can't I
nobody
live in a place?
Nobody taught you how to change a tire?
I'm sure that I... Maybe someone maybe told me about it.
Oh.
But come on, you know about the like...
The star?
The star, yes.
Yeah.
No, my husband can do all of that.
Oh,
but
okay.
if he's not out, there, right. And I don't know what to do, I'll just sit there and cry because I don't know what to do.
Well...
Sad.
I wanted to make sure that my daughters could at least change a tire. So
that's
I not only told them, but I took them outside, and I mean, we didn't need
pop
to change the tire.
Yeah,
but I showed them how to do it. So they
can't pop it.
If they get stranded by the side of the road, they can at least change the tire.
Okay, cool.
Or they can call their daddy if I'm close.
Right.
And
right.
I will come. I will even drive to Hobbs to change a tire of my daughters.
It's hilarious. You mentioned helping your daughters, but you showed them. Did you actually make them do
it?
Or you? Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah. I didn't I did it first.
Okay.
And then I said no.
And you said go.
Go. That's exactly. Now Ryan had the same thing, right? But his flat tire was down off of Eubank. And he actually made it into a parking lot, so we weren't in traffic or anything.
That's good.
I said, okay, this is a teachable moment, right?
Yeah.
Because he had just started driving.
Man, you see, that's called patience. That's so good of you. I'd have been like, when's the last time you checked the pressure? Wait a minute.
Well, I realized that I hadn't taught him yet, so
okay.
He calls me, oh, Dad, I got a flat tire.
What'd you do? Is that what you said?
I said, where you been driving,
son? Where?
He goes,
would you run over?
He goes, in the city? Oh, well, enough said.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of debris.
It is crazy.
It is. So I said, all right, I'm going to show you how to do this. So I got kind of started it, and I kind of talked him through it while he was doing it.
While he was changing the tire, did you explain to him why bad things happen to good people? Why? Because those are usually the moments when I'm sitting on the side of the road and my car blows up and I'm like, really? But I do so much, Lord. Why?
Those kind of bad things happen because it's mechanical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, but
man-made.
God can't like magically, like a genie, make my car always run good forever. I'm a Christian.
I suppose if he wanted to, he would do that. But why would he do that? That would be the same thing as making a rock so big that he himself...
So he couldn't make a car so perfect that it would never break?
Yes. Because if he does, I'm buying one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
They're priceless.
Do you think it would be called a Chrysler?
Oh.
See what I
need to go home now.
Oh, my gosh.
This is good.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Man.
The H series. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
My gosh.
It's Friday.
Yeah,
so
I'm
not going to be here all week, actually. This is the, you know.
Next three hours.
That's right.
Yeah. You ready? It's 12. It's almost it's 12 after, so.
Yeah.
Probably should take care of this.
Great news. There's nothing happening. That's what's happening.
There's literally nothing on the website.
There's nothing on the website.
I've never seen that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know there's construction.
Yeah, construction San Antonio and Wyoming.
Yeah.
There's construction down, like, usually in the median on Central by Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Celeste just came in and said she saw
a car on fire.
A car on fire somewhere over there.
Near Desert Springs-ish.
So, careful.
Yeah.
That's your look at traffic.
Yeah, that's great.
There you go. That's a good one. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. But don't call them now.
Because we are.
Because we're going to take up the phone line.
Good night. Solomon's Porch, Michael here.
Michael!
Hi, sir.
Where have you been, buddy?
Home?
Oh, okay. Do you only work Fridays now? What's the deal, man? Let's be honest. What happened to your schedule?
What happened to my schedule?
Did
let me announce it on public radio.
Oh, and, you? Yes, please.
Well, I was here on Tuesday and Monday.
Were you?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That was so long ago.
So far away. We have a very special guest in the studio named Sam Swan. Say hi, Michael.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Michael. How's it going, bro?
Dude, I'm doing well.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
breakfast.
Breakfast.
I just want a drink.
What do you want?
Can I get an iced, the black tea with the mango stuff?
Cha?
No, not a chai.
No.
Black mango tea.
I mean, yeah, totally, bro. Just kind of getting at that. Okay, yeah, we'll do.
What do you want, Sam?
I think I'm gonna go with a Stevo.
Nice!
Yeah, haven't had one in a while.
Haven't made one in a while, let me tell you.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
That's like the sweeter version, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Always.
We have to get
always
the
sweeter version of this morning show.
It's been lack of
Yeah, you know. So, and I'll take a Captain Americano.
And a Captain Americano.
Because he's bitter.
Because I'm frozen in ice.
I don't see him as a bitter character.
You don't work with him.
Oh, wow.
Behind the scenes.
Dude,
what is this? Really... VH1, where are they now? Like, what's going on? Why you gotta do me like that, Mitch?
Road rules versus real world. Getting together after the season.
Okay, there it is.
I don't know. I didn't even see that part.
All right, man. Thanks.
Awesome. We'll see you.
All right. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. 505-338-3669, the phone number. That's 505-338-3669. They do breakfast.
They do.
They also do lunch.
They do.
And it's Friday. You should call them.
And
get your breakfast on your way to work.
Service times, they also have dinner.
Yeah, dude, rocking some crazy burgers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good stuff.
There it is. All right. Got the latest from House of Heroes for you now. Song's called Touch This Light. We got Sam Swan in studio with us this morning.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Static Radio. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you on your Friday, and a very special Friday. Our friend, Sam Swan. Do you have like an official title? I always just say Sam Swan of the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
I do have an official title.
What's that?
The official title. Oh, he even killed the bed.
I'm attentive.
Okay. My official title is, I got to think about it because I never use it. I am the director of Student Leadership Development and Evangelism.
Oh, dude. Whoa, you have director and development in the same thing because that's usually what, you know, that's good.
Yeah, so really...
Usually when they can't think of a title, they add development and director.
When I go to one of the churches and they ask me what... Just say, I'm the state youth guy.
Okay, state youth guy.
Right.
I like state youth guy.
Work with the middle school and high school students and the adults that work with the middle school and high school students and then their parents, if the, you know, depending on what the churches want... To come down and help out with. So
that's like the longest title in the universe.
I know.
Do you have a business card that says all of that?
I do.
Really?
I do.
Can we have that?
Yeah. Here.
I just want to see it.
It may not have the word director on there because we couldn't make it fit, but
dude. Student leadership development and evangelism.
Yeah. Which is basically student ministry.
Yeah. I like it. Ooh, I like the Zia with the Trinity in there.
Wow.
I like that.
And the
Zia's a cross.
Oh.
How very Southwest of you.
Yes. Well, being part of our culture.
Yeah. So would that be Southwest Baptist? Not Southern?
No, well.
Southern Western Baptist?
Yeah, we're obviously affiliated with the Southern Baptist, but we are in the Southwest.
Yes.
And it is a little different.
That's right.
We have to do things a little different out here.
Yeah.
because there's a little bit of a culture difference.
But
slightly.
It's challenging.
Slightly.
Yeah. Do you think people are as kind out here as they are in the South?
As kind?
Yeah.
You mean people in general?
I feel like people in the South, when I went to Tennessee, man, everybody was like kind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Bible Belt. You know what I mean? So it's like, wow.
That's the buckle.
That's
the buckle.
It is, man. Yeah. And that, and everybody was just super sweet. And I mean, I couldn't tell you. I was going to say genuine. I can't say whether or not they're genuine. But hey, darling, how you doing?
It's so good to see
you. It's so good to see you.
It's a great day. Yeah.
So do you think people out here, I mean, you travel all over. Let's be honest.
I think.
Can you not be honest?
I can. It won't be genuine, but I can be honest. I think that the South, there's that whole thing about Southern hospitality.
Right.
There is something to that in a general sense.
Yeah.
There is some politeness.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the right word, but that they are. They're very pleasant.
Hospitable?
Yeah, that's a good word.
Southern hospitable?
Yeah, very good. And out here in the West, you know, we are... reputation. They have the kindness of the South. We were the Wild West,
and that's
so
true.
We've held on to some of that wildness, and then you know there's lots of transplanted folks from all over the place out here in the Southwest too. So there's pockets of like when my wife and I are out running, and we see walkers or cyclists.
Do you guys have
other
like
runners?
A
well, we just kind of wave, or sometimes we say hi, or and most of the time where we're running, there are folks like that. Now, every once in a while, like if you're walking downtown, you're not going to. Nobody says hi to anybody.
No.
Well, like did you notice when we were in Moriarty this past week doing the sticker stop? Everyone was like, "Hello."
Everyone in Moriarty.
I think some of it has more to do with urban versus rural.
There you go.
It has a lot to do with it because I went
Makes
to college
sense.
In Portales, and when you're driving on the highway between Clovis and Portales or Dora or wherever, everybody waves.
You wave.
Really?
Yeah, in Moriarty. I've waved at everyone.
Is that because you know everybody?
No,
or just like,
no, it's because that's what they do. In fact, I'm out of the habit of it. I haven't lived in eastern New Mexico for a long time.
Yeah.
So when I go back over there, if one of the churches invites me and I'm driving out there, and all of a sudden these guys in these pickup trucks...
start waving.
Yeah, because you're
like, whoa, hey!
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a pickup truck in Portales. So they just start waving. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in eastern New Mexico. I need to wave again.
Wow.
And it's kind of an
I'll wave on my street.
Yeah. Yeah,
like if I'm driving up my street and there's a dude in the front, like with his kid or something, I'm like, "Hey, I don't know your name."
And it's this cool kind of cowboy wave. You know, you got your hand on the steering wheel, and they just go.
Yep.
They just or
I
learned or
they it
do
from
the fingers.
My parents.
Yeah, that's right.
Or even the other two.
Yeah, hey. That's right. Okay, because you got to keep one hand on the steering wheel.
Yeah, so just one.
You know, so it's just like safety first.
So you just like flip up the last three fingers of your hand,
or a couple of fingers. Yeah. And wave.
As long as it's more than one.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good.
Or the thumb. Because
that's what they do in New York.
That's right.
And the thing is, you always see the wave back. So you definitely are looking at them. So you always see if they're waving back.
That's exactly right. If they don't wave back, then you kind of act like you're gonna no, no. Really, you don't do that.
Dude,
and when I was in the local church as a youth pastor on staff in a local church, when we would be in a van full of kids while we're driving through certain parts of the state, I would say we're gonna wave at every car. We did.
Really?
We'd say, "Ready, hands up!" And all the kids, I'd look in the mirror, and all the kids have their hands up, and we'd go, "Ready, wave!" And they'd all be waving wild and crazy like this, and you could see the other drivers looking and waving and laughing.
See, there's something about that, though. Even just a simple hello or a wave or something, you're like, hey.
Makes you feel safe.
All right.
It really does.
I like my neighborhood.
Yeah.
The guy walking his dog just waved at me.
That's
right. Hey, neighbor.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
And sometimes, in fact, Brent and I, while we're running, I'll make this comment. There'll be some people who will, you say, hey, or what's up, or how's it going? And they kind of grunt because they were caught off guard. They weren't expecting you to say anything.
Right.
And then there's others that they say it first, and they're, hi. This one lady the other night, Brittany and I were running, and she goes, hi. And as I'm running by, I said, that was the nicest greeting I've ever gotten while I'm running and sweating. It was awesome.
Do you see, I would be miserable if I had to. I can't run. I'm not a runner. I don't jog. I barely walk, let's be honest. So having to try and run anywhere jogging, if I were on a trail, I'd probably just be like, ah. I'm trying to breathe. My side is killing me.
Well, we'll take that.
Yeah. Dude, so if somebody ever said hi to me, I'd be like, no! Like, because it's not happy. Like, good morning. There's nothing good right now.
That's right. If they tell you have a nice day, say,
somebody
no,
stab me in the side.
Right. No, thanks. I have other plans.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Dude, no. Yeah. No, absolutely not. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I lived in Tennessee for several years after living here.
So you're going to hit us with the truth about it?
No. What I really struggled with, I guess I would also say that maybe they have more manners than we do, maybe, or something, or they're more proper. Because one thing I really struggled with at my work is calling everybody guys, including females, you know, because out here it's like, hey, you guys, and all this kind of stuff. They don't do that.
Right.
They want the females to be called ladies and things like that. So just, you know, kind of terminology, too, and what's more proper or maybe respectful also is the main thing that I noticed. But also they were very friendly, but the terminology and mannerisms and what was proper and all that kind of stuff is where I kind of had to adjust what I was used to, I guess.
There you go. Yeah. I learned that the hard way in Tennessee when I call everybody dude.
Yeah.
And it was like, I am not a dude.
Right.
I'm like, well, obviously, but that's, I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you, ma'am.
Yeah. It's just an expression. Oh, and another thing I just remembered. Everybody is Miss. So my name is like, you know, Lisa. So it's, let's go see Miss Lisa.
Oh, see what's going on. Yep.
Yeah. So that was kind of funny. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right. It's like AG, everybody's brother and sister.
Right.
Hey, sister.
Right.
Brother Jeter. That's Mike, you don't have to call me that.
Yeah, please.
That's
please.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people still do, even at our church, you know? So, that's, I guess,
we had that in the Baptist world, too.
Really?
I go to
you guys are brother and sister?
Yeah, especially in the smaller churches.
Brother Swan.
Brother Sam is here with us.
Brother Sam.
Swan is here with us this morning, and I'm always like, just call me Sam.
Hey, Sam's
good. I mean,
good.
I am your brother.
Right.
I totally am, but...
But we know that.
Exactly. But that's, it doesn't bother me. I forget about it when I go to places like that and then hear it again.
My wife, her, my father-in-law, cattle rancher from Clayton, New Mexico, she said the first time they were in Albuquerque, he actually got flipped off because he waves at everybody.
Yeah.
He's the nicest dude in the universe.
Sure.
And waves
right.
And the very first time he got flipped off.
So
it was like, I was waving.
I know.
Yeah, here's the thing. We need to bring this back. I mean, we're going to have to accept
start waving at everybody.
That's
right.
Hey.
Great idea.
Knob Hill. Hey. Like, you think Knob Hill could probably catch on pretty fast, right?
You would, I'm willing to bet you will get flipped off more than you will get waved back at.
Persecution.
Sadly.
Persecution for my waves.
Persecution for my joy. Stever.
Hey there.
Hey, man.
So, I went to high school in Yuba City, California.
Yep.
Which is, you know, it's rural farming. If you wave at the county sheriff, he waves. But if you're in Yuba City and wave, like as a kid, you know, we really, you know, 12, 13, 17, whatever, wave at a cop, a city police.
Yeah.
He shoots.
Well.
Stop it.
You either get a glare like, what are you doing?
Right, oh, yeah. Right.
Or they will stop and have some time with you.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so random.
Yeah.
It is.
Good old California. Good old Steve.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. Maybe there's just something to that hospitality from the South.
You catch this twang so
hey, man.
Easily.
I was born in Lubbock, Texas.
One of your best friends
West
is Matt.
West Texas. Matt from Waverly, Mississippi. And they are one of the nicest bands in the universe,
really
Waverly. Because they're all from Mississippi. Just good old boys.
Mississippi.
I love that. So, I don't know. Maybe we can bring that. Maybe we can bring the South to the Southwest.
Yeah. Ugh. I think it's time.
Yeah.
We're kind of switching... kind of reversing roles anyway, because like the Southwestern, like the triangle, the shapes that are big on our clothing here.
Oh, yeah.
Catching on in like Tennessee and like
that's true.
So maybe we can just adopt their hospitality.
I like that. Yeah. I like
it.
That a lot.
Let's wave.
Static.
Hey, since you guys are talking about Southern hospitality, could you play Disciple by Southern Hospitality?
Yes.
Southern Hospitality.
The song Southern Hospitality by Disciple. Yes.
That makes sense. That makes more sense.
Right on, man. I will have to dig that up and find it. Maybe. See, but now I said I was going to. Now, yeah, being, said, if we're bringing Southern hospitality, we don't have it on the computer.
Southern hospitality. That's just honesty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let your...
Well, the honest truth is we don't have it in the system. Oh, because well, that wasn't ever like a song that we played.
Right. So that's why when you... But you did say, I'll have to dig it up.
I will have
and
to dig it up.
It's Disciples.
Will you stop it? Are you just... You're like my... Jiminy Cricket accountability partner or what? Man.
It depends on...
I can't just play like Family Force 5, like Country Gentleman or... No.
Family Force 5 does not
work. Well, which would be fine. That's a fine musical song.
You know...
But the Country guy gentleman. Asked for it, and you said...
He did.
And you said, yeah!
Yeah, man, I'll totally...
And then he realized it's not in the system.
I didn't know what I was saying.
If this was the South, he would have said, well, dude, I'm sorry. But, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm sorry about that.
It is not in the system.
We ain't got no disciple up in here.
We ain't got no disciples up in here.
We ain't got no...
Up in here?
Do they really? I'm sorry. Grammar? I care more about grammar. I can't bring all South stuff here. I can't.
Whatever, you say y'all all the time.
That's the one word that I think no matter what, I could be 20 years removed from Texas and I'll still say y'all. I always say y'all.
What's the saying for that? You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the
boy.
There
you
go. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Steber.
You just let me know when you're ready for Disciple.
Oh, you got that?
Got it.
Southern hospitality? Look at that. Steber bringing some of that Southern hospitality.
I was born at Lackland Air Force Base, San Antonio, Texas.
There you go.
Lackland Air Force Base.
Wolford Hall.
That's the first base when you join the Air Force. That's basic training. That's where you go for basic training.
Dang.
I know that because my dad was a career Air Force.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. See, it's military and it's the South.
Exactly.
I think they kind of blend together almost.
They do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
All right, Steve, I'm ready for that Disciple. Let's play some Disciple. Southern hospitality. Sam Swan in studio with us. It's Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is an accident on Manal east of University, as well as there's road construction. The left lane is closed on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank. So that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. We have... Brother Sam, Sister Mitch, in studio, hanging this morning.
How you doing,
man,
brother?
Man, I'm so glad you're back, brother.
I am too, man.
It's good to have you in studio.
It's great to be in studio.
So are you back for a while?
I am. For the summer with camps and stuff, I was gone for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
Like a whole week or whatever. In fact, at the beginning of June, I left June 2nd, and I... got home June 29th and wasn't home but about 3-4 days total out of the month of June.
Wow.
So I was gone a lot, which was tough, but thankfully my wife was able to make some arrangements to be where I was.
Oh, see, that's
times.
Good. That's
so
good.
It wasn't like I didn't get to see her the entire
right.
month, which just made me kind of think about our military family since we were talking about that.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, yeah.
That when those guys get deployed... Man, it's a year, year and a half.
Yeah.
And I remember that growing up in the military. My dad was deployed during Vietnam War. He was in Thailand for a whole year when I was like in third grade or something. And I just remember, you know, that was a long, long time ago. I just remember that being weird and tough.
Yeah.
And so I gripe and complain, and then I see, especially when I'm down in Alamogordo.
Man, I've been gone 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks, and then I see one of the Air Force guys in Alamogordo that are stationed down at Holloman, and I see one of them, and I'm like, but that's nothing.
Yeah.
Those guys are gone, and they're in harm's way. I'm doing spiritual battle, but which is tough too. But it's not like that. So
yeah.
Anyway, I was gone, and I'm doing some trainings in August. We go around and do some small group equipping.
Okay.
With the adults that work with the teenagers, and actually we have we got a team that does a wide range of ages, children all the way through adults, and
yeah.
Of course I handle the youth workers. So I'm going to do that during the month of August. In fact, tomorrow I have one in Espanola, and Sunday I have one in Moriarty at First Baptist in Moriarty.
Nice!
So I'll be there Sunday afternoon.
Take your sunscreen.
Yeah.
Moriarty's about 2 miles from the center of the sun.
Yes, it is.
So
it is.
I'm still like lobster red.
Yeah.
I didn't know. No one told me how hot it was.
Story. I'm sorry. So sorry.
There's also the wind.
So sorry.
Yeah.
The wind is that way, too.
Yeah. Static.
So I'm mostly here, but...
Hello.
Hi there, Brother Steve.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, can't complain.
No, man. I was just thinking about this morning. I was thinking, you know, Grant's culture is keeping up with the times. We're really moving forward.
Really?
And then I saw a John Deere tractor driving down the middle of the road.
Exactly.
Good old Grant's New Mexico.
There you go.
Yep, that's us.
All right, Brian. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. You have children.
I do.
Multiple children.
Multiple.
And as much as, you know, I love my children.
Yes.
I'm sure you love your children as well.
Absolutely.
There are also those times where you scratch your head and you're like,
really?
Are they mine? Really? Like... Would my child ever do that? Well, for me, I don't ever have to scratch my head because I did all these stupid things too. So I'm like, nope, yeah, that looks like me.
Yeah,
that's about right. But I was reading this story and I was shocked, dumbfounded, and wow. Okay, in Utah, a six-year-old, Isaac Lassen of Salt Lake City, he's had horrible sinus breathing problems for the past 3 years, okay? 3 years. Put this in perspective.
Wow.
Trouble breathing. Just they've had issues. They've taken him to the doctor. He, you know, whatever. Hey, that's just the way it's going to be. Poor kid. They tried lots of antibiotics. Nothing has worked. Well, finally, a few weeks ago, another doctor thought he might have spotted something as he was checking in Isaac's nose. And so they called in a specialist, and
I'm already afraid to hear this.
Specialist removed it. Good old six-year-olds. Oh, what do they love when they're six? Sesame Street and Legos. Doctor removed a Lego piece covered in fungus.
Oh my God.
That had been jammed up in his nasal passage for 3 years.
Oh my.
Growing fungus goodness. In his nostril. 3 years!
Mercy.
So I guess right around when the breathing problem started, he must have been playing with some Legos and thought, hey!
This looks
or
like
that's what started
and
the breathing problem.
I saw the piece. Yeah. I saw the piece. It was like a round piece.
Yeah, it was shaped like a tire. You know, those little like the Lego tires, you know, that pop off. He folded it up.
And stuck it in there.
Popped it in his nose. Got stuck in his sinuses when he was three, so I guess he couldn't really tell, hey, I jammed a Lego tire in my nose. So for 3 years, his family had dealt with these sinus issues with him. They couldn't figure it out. Antibiotics didn't work. Nothing worked until finally this one specialist found a giant Lego tire jammed up in his nostril.
I have some questions for the first few doctors that I've ever seen.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did it take them? Why did the doctors?
Three years.
To be fair, if it's way, way up there, it would take a specialist to find it.
Yeah.
But don't they always? That sounded a lot funnier than I thought it was going to.
Yeah. That was good.
That's one of those accidental funnies.
Nicely done.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah, they are.
But you know, if it's just sort of up there, don't they use that little thing with the pointy thing that's got light shining through? And they
the little mini flashlight.
They still
thing.
Do that with me.
Yeah,
when
right.
I go to the doctor. My knee hurts. Okay, let me look in your ears and your nose.
Right. Okay.
Is it connected? I mean, I know the thigh bone is connected to the knee bone, but I did not know the nose bone was connected to the knee bone.
Yeah.
My heavens.
Dude, have your kids ever done anything to where it like
oh man.
Where you just have to say
what?
How I don't know whether I'm mad or impressed.
Yeah. I do have a story about Rhino.
I love your son.
Which is what we call Ryan in our house.
Yeah.
And
huge Cubs fan, obviously.
Yes, yes. Named after Ryan Sandberg, Hall of Fame class 2005. Just saying. Anyway. So we had just moved back to Carlsbad. I at one time was the youth pastor at First Baptist Church in Carlsbad in the early 90s. And then I came up here to Albuquerque and was on staff at one of the churches here in Albuquerque for a little while. Then
okay.
I went back to Carlsbad. So we had just moved back to Carlsbad. We had this full-size storm door that was glass, all glass.
Oh,
no frames or anything. Just and our front yard, the little courtyard area, was xeriscape. It was just rocks.
Okay.
So the kids are out front playing. Brendan and I are in the house kind of unpacking because it's protected. It's on a kind of a busy street, but it's protected. So we're not worried about traffic or anything. And it's Carlsbad. You know, I think all three of the cars were parked at work.
Right.
So we're doing all this stuff. All of a sudden, I hear this.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And because the front door's open, of course. And I look, and Ryan had taken one of those little rocks. Now, it was a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
It showed his...
Heavily disguised.
Yes. we had to dig deep to find the silver lining.
Yeah.
But we discovered that he has a great arm.
Right.
And so that, I was like, okay, baseball.
He's
named after Ryan Sandberg, and so he can throw like that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he threw it right through our glass storm door. And, you know, he was only about 3...
That's impressive.
Yeah,
2.5.
I'm not mad. I'm just impressed.
I know. That's exactly. I was kind of mad.
Right.
Because we just bought the house.
Yeah.
And it wasn't under warranty.
Oh.
You know, I mean, the warranty was
over. Do they sell house warranties?
Well, it was an hour and a half.
Okay,
so it didn't last very long.
Yeah.
And it was low. So we hit it low, and so it just kind of fell.
Oh,
it was
kind of
cool the way it cascaded down.
Right.
And then I'm such a, my children call me the safety monitor.
Uh-huh.
My wife, how do I say this? She's dangerous.
Okay.
For my children.
Okay.
Under my care, they've never gone to the emergency room.
Okay.
Anytime they've had to go to the emergency room, it's while they're under the care of their mother. She says she's the fun one.
Right.
I say she's the dangerous one.
Right.
So my first thing is, oh my gosh, I can't believe he just broke that window. And then I thought, oh my gosh, look at all the glass. And there's three little kids under 10 outside. So I'm like, I'm yelling at the top of my lungs, get away from the glass!
Right.
Nobody move! No, you know, they're 100 feet away.
Right.
They're not gonna get hurt at all.
Right.
But the safety monitor in
of
me,
of course!
Really, I could work for OSHA.
Yeah.
I really could. So if this ministry gig doesn't work out, I may call the government.
But anyway,
they may be calling me. I don't know.
Yeah.
so that was, and I was like, but.
Yeah.
He's got a great arm. And we got him in baseball, and he played for all the way up through like.
Which is hilarious because now he's a musician.
Does that
bum you out or are you stoked?
No.
Because he's a brilliant musician.
Well, thank you for that. He comes by it honestly that our whole family we're a bunch of musicians.
Okay.
And he is the one that has really worked on the instrument side of it.
Okay.
Playing guitar, bass, drums. He can play everything. He's teaching himself to play mandolin, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And my oldest daughter is a wonderful singer. My second daughter, Randy, pardon me, she played French horn for a little while, and she can sing, but she kind of bounced around between different things. She never really landed on one thing. She's our free spirit, which we love that about her. And then our other daughter, Emily, she's a singer and a show choir and all that kind of stuff. So there's music in our family and everything. And so when Ryan started, when we moved to Albuquerque, he just... borrowed one of my guitars and taught himself to play the acoustic guitar because he was a bass player before we came up here.
Okay.
So he just does that. So it's,
yeah.
So I'm not bummed out because I love that aspect of it. Although there was a part of me.
Right.
When we moved to Albuquerque, I was like, oh, good. Maybe he can try out for the high school that he's going to go to, and he can try out for the baseball team. But it was brand new. Well, we were new to the community, and that's just a weird time for a kid. He started high, that was his first year of high school when we moved up here. So it was just weird. But.
Yeah.
My youngest son is playing baseball now.
All right.
So there's still hope.
Right.
Be a swan in the major leagues.
See, that's my
thing.
And
I can retire early. That's all. I just want to retire early. And I want free tickets. That's what I want.
Jack could be president one day, and I'd be like, man, but he doesn't play for the Halos.
That's right. You know?
That's good job, you, Commander-in-Chief. But really, I wanted you to play baseball.
You've had such a great baseball career.
Yeah.
Okay, run the country. That's fine.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, man.
Hey, my daughter's always been down pretty close to Earth.
Okay.
Me too. But my nephew, my sister's son, she sent me a picture yesterday, a few pictures. He had dressed up in his little Spider-Man costume. He's as old as my daughter. He's 2.5.
Okay.
he dressed up in his little Spider-Man costume. And bless his soul, he climbed the A-frame in the door. Up the trim. He climbed up
the door
to the top of it. And he didn't go nowhere because he started crying. He
That's good. I thought you were going to say he like jumped or fell. Yeah. My boys do that all the time. That's like the thing to do. Yeah.
Like the story of my
life. He will be later. He will be jumping off his top.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet, but at least he's got the climbing aspect down.
Right. Yeah. He's a good climber.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
There's picture after picture of me doing that.
Yeah.
I did that all the time.
Well, we had to repaint. We were repainting the house. You helped repaint. And, like, we got near this, like, one frame area, and it's, like, footprints and handprints, like, all the way up the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
So we repainted. I'm like, okay, new rule.
No climbing.
No climbing the walls. Seriously, bro.
Well, what about the frames of the doors? Because you guys didn't paint the frames.
No. Yeah, but look, but I can do. Yeah, I get it. Thank you. That is so impressive, guys. Yeah. I love you so much. Yeah. No.
Ryan.
No.
Ryan used to do that.
Oh, man.
And he did
why
it.
Why do
fast.
We do? I used to do that all the time.
I have no idea why. But after my son did it, I was like, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
And so my wingspan is a little longer, so I can put a little more leverage, but I don't have the upper body strength to pull myself up to the top. He'd go,
he's
right there to the top.
Donkey Kong.
And then he would turn around.
No way.
He would let go.
I don't know if I could turn around.
No, he wouldn't hang on. He would just flip in the air.
No way.
I was like, okay, a gymnist?
Yeah.
I just spilled my coffee.
You don't need that. It's okay.
It's all over my shorts. All over you.
I hope the webcam's not on.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Don't worry. I got confirmation that it is.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. So sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'll clean it up.
As you're talking about Spider-Man everywhere.
Spider-Man and I had my cup too.
You just Spider-Man.
Here.
If you were Spider-Man, you would have caught it.
I could have caught it.
Yeah. Obviously not Spider-Man.
That's okay.
And I don't have my utility belt, so I don't have my bat cleaner with me. To clean my shorts.
Talking about crazy kid stories, 505-338-3700. Static. They just hung up. All right. We got to take a quick break. It's just before 8 o'clock. Can you hang out for a few extra minutes? I know normally it was like 7 to 8. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Right?
Okay, cool.
For a few more minutes.
Cool. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back, we've got the brand newest from the Echoing Green. Also more with Sam Swan, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Echoing Green. Song called King Planet. Rocking a full Xandura cover right there. Love that song.
Just scared me. The King Planet.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
I know, but they did.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to be okay?
I'm okay now.
Okay, cool. Sweet. It is Friday. It's finally here.
It is.
8:03 on your Friday morning. We have Sam Swan in studio.
Here I am.
You got to get and go wash your shorts.
Yeah. How embarrassing.
That's okay. You know what? Accidents happen.
Yes, they do. Especially when you're flailing your arms telling a story about your son acting like Spider-Man.
Exactly. By the way, he spilled coffee. That's what we were talking about.
Yes.
Coffee, if you're just joining us. Yes. Coffee was spilled. Yes.
I mean, accidents do happen.
Don't be embarrassed. So.
I got stuff all over your carpet.
You did.
But I helped clean it up.
That's okay. That's why I think the carpet in here is a dark brownish hue.
It used to be white.
So, yeah, it used to be.
Lots of coffee
used to
spilled
be.
In the
so,
studio.
If anything, you probably just made a clean spot. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, doing what I can to contribute to ministry at Static Radio.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That's what I do.
Now, speaking of the ministry, we got a few events coming up that I wanted to mention real quick. Gozier, actually, they were part of our Battle of the Bands. As well as your son.
Yeah.
Hidden by the Light.
Yeah, yeah.
Gozier's playing a show for a back-to-school blowout. That's coming up Wednesday, August 22nd. And a bunch of churches getting involved, actually. You told me them, but they're all, like, acronymed.
There's three student ministries here in the city. Underground, which is the youth ministry at Soul Real Church in Rio Rancho. Rizzo, which is the student ministry at First Baptist West Albuquerque.
Okay.
And then Celebration Youth, and that's the Celebration Church in Rio Rancho.
Right on.
They're partnering together to throw this back-to-school blowout on the 22nd, 6 to 9. And if you have any questions or anything, you can get a hold of those student ministries at those three churches.
Cool.
Soul Rio, First Baptist West, or a Celebration Church.
I love to hear churches like partnering up for big events.
Absolutely.
That's rad.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So needs to be more of that. And so back to school blowout. It's Wednesday, August 22nd. Doors open at 5:30. The address is 2003 Southern. That's in Rio Rancho. It's the northeast corner of Southern and Unser, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Going to be rocking it. And so that's going on. And then also, on the flip side, for parenting.
Yes.
Now, it does say, hey, free thing. Also underneath the free, it says, content not appropriate for kids. So this is for parenting. This is real parenting.
Yeah, I think the idea is that older students, maybe
okay.
older middle school and high school students, because he's going to be talking about song lyrics and things, and
okay.
he doesn't necessarily bleep out the song lyrics.
Okay.
Of course, the explicit ones, I think he does.
Yeah.
But it's there's going to be some pretty heavy material that younger children don't necessarily need to be.
Right.
They need to be had this kind of discussion with their parents, right. but it
yeah.
doesn't, they
right.
don't need to hear it in a large group from a speaker.
There you go. Yeah. Jonathan McKee, he's the author of a bunch of books, including Candid Confessions of an Imperfect Parent. In fact, that's probably a lot of what they're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
He's speaking here at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. Sunday, August 19th.
Yeah, that's my church.
That's right.
That's where I go to church.
4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Sunday, August 19th. It's at 3100 Morris Northeast.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Eastern Hills Baptist Church. And for more information, you can contact Bill.
Bill.
At Eastern Hills Baptist Church or Bill at ehbc.org.
Yeah, Bill's
That'd
the youth
his,
pastor.
Yeah.
Bill Connors is the youth
Bill
pastor.
Bill Connors.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
So a couple things going on there.
Awesome.
And, yeah.
Awesome. Can I leave that stuff with you guys?
Absolutely.
Good.
I'm going to give it to Celeste. We're going to put it up on the wire right now.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
If people have questions about it and need more information, we will have that up at the wire. If you don't know what the wire is, man, we want to get connected with the community. So we try and send out these wires to everyone. A little beep, 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 beep. Get it? You know, the wire.
The wire.
Get it? See what we're
it's
doing?
Like
it's
telegraph.
The wire. Yeah.
Telegraph.
So it is up at our website. MyStaticRadio.com is where you can see all of them, whether it's youth events, anytime your church has a free event, your youth group, something going on in the community, we want to know about it, and we'll post it up there at The Wire, which you can check out at mystaticradio.com. Yay.
Yay, that was a lot of talking.
I know.
Good job.
I know.
You did well.
Thank you.
You
Thank
must
you.
Be in radio.
I must be. I must be. Or I just like to hear my own voice.
Do not try this at home. You guys are professionals.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
No.
I mean, you know. But we do stand in front of a mic, so we like to pretend.
That's
and
right.
a video
so,
camera.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, we were talking about the 6-year-old who jammed a Lego up his nostril and got it. It was there for 3 years. Dealing with sinus problems. So we asked, what's the craziest thing your child has ever done? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. We got some under oath for you right now. I know. It's after 8, and Yo's coming in, so we got to kick you out here.
That's all right. That's all right. Hey,
I'm so glad you're back.
I am so glad that I got to come back and hang out. I missed hanging out with you guys. And while I was on the road, I'd listen online.
Right on.
Or if I was in a city that has one of the...
What do you think about Mitch? How's she doing? You can be honest.
I think she's adorable. In fact, my wife and I, we were laughing after you and I traded texts about me being on the air today. I said, you know, the new morning show is great. It's great. And I said, I love how Steve-O says Steve-O and Mitch. And she goes, in the morning. It's just so
That's so weird.
Cute.
It's
the last
planned.
Thing I want to hear.
It's not planned. It's
well,
so
we're
weird.
Not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
So,
no,
yeah,
you
got to
keep doing it.
We quit doing that
because
it's cute.
Cutting edge music.
Okay.
And a little bit of cuteness.
Oh, no. None of that.
Steve-O doesn't like cute.
No, none cute. I mean, my wife. I like my
Absolutely.
Wife cute, but
Absolutely.
Nothing else. That's it. That's as far as the cute
okay,
goes.
Well, it's not cute.
Maybe children.
It's not cute. It's
maybe
just children. Good radio.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Sam Swan.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next week.
I had a great time.
We'll see you
soon. I am in town next week.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll confirm that with you and I'll let you know.
All right. Right now, we got some under oath.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
You did a switch up.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Static Radio.
There is a accident on Manal Boulevard east of University, as well as road construction. Left lane is closed on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank. That's your look at traffic.
Did you just laugh at someone's misfortune?
They laughed at my misfortune.
There's an accident? This is hilarious.
The funny thing is, I was actually laughing at my misfortune.
Oh.
Of slow internet, slow computer.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was just trying to buy time.
Nicely done.
Yeah, thanks.
That's your look at traffic.
That's what I just said.
Oh, right.
I said that.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Good morning.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, Celeste.
It's Friday.
Yes, Celeste and Friday I had dance. Like a NSYNC Backstreet Boys Day the other day.
Really?
Yes, it was amazing.
These are things you should not confess on the air.
Oh, well,
there's like certain things you should never confess, and that is one of them.
Why?
That you had a Backstreet Boy.
It was in here. We
day.
We sang out loud a lot.
Why?
Because just the reason that you started, you put the music on, you started mm-hmm. dancing and singing as well.
I should not. You can't prove that.
That's funny.
Webcam. Ah. Can we have an MJ day? What do you mean?
Come on. Good job.
When I was a kid,
that scared
that's
me.
That's my NSYNC then.
Yeah.
Because when I was like 6 years old, I had the Thriller VHS, and that's what we did.
This video scared me.
Why?
Because I was really little when I first saw it.
Oh, and it's Michael Jackson. Right. Okay.
No, it's messed up. No, he wasn't scary at
all. Oh, the zombie
point.
Stuff.
The zombie stuff.
Right.
He wasn't scary at this point.
Right. Speaking of little kids, we were talking about the 6-year-old. Who had horrible sinus problems, breathing problems, for the last 3 years. Finally, a doctor thought, hey, man, we gotta take care of this.
Yeah.
So went to a specialist. Turns out he had a Lego piece that had been shoved up his nose 3 years ago.
And it was covered in fungus?
Totally covered in fungus.
Cool.
Growing some mold. He had a little petri dish in his nostril. Once it was removed, the boy's health problems immediately stopped.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So little Isaac of Salt Lake City, Utah, shoved you up know, his nostril.
It's I don't remember ever shoving anything up my nose growing up, but when I worked at the daycare, I worked at a daycare for about 3 years.
Okay.
And there... It was good timing.
That was perfect timing. Thank you. Thank you, MJ. Turning that off now.
There was countless times we had to send kids home because they shoved something up their nose.
That is amazing.
I'm like,
Where were you?
You need to take your...
Where were you?
I took
it
care
is
of,
your job to watch
it was
them.
Never, it was never the 2-year-olds, which I took care of. It was always like the 4-year-olds.
Okay.
So they're always shoving things up their nose.
That is so weird.
Yeah, I'm like, you need to take your kid to the doctor because we can't get this out.
Dude.
We're like, blow!
Tim on Facebook says that when he was really young, his brother was having some hearing problems in one ear, found out that he had shoved a popcorn kernel in his ear hole.
Ugh.
It's like, dude,
that's so,
come on.
Yeah.
I can't remember ever like jamming anything up my nose or my ear.
I think that scared me.
Yeah.
So we asked on Facebook, what is the craziest thing your child has ever done?
Or you did
or
as a
you.
Child.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So we want to know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah.
Josh said that he didn't give any personal experience, but yeah. it's his boss's kids, told him that her son used to play with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and her son's brother said
you're making this story so complicated.
Her other son's brother said, hey, send them home to the sewers, and so he did by flushing them down the toilet.
Well, that's where the Ninja Turtles live.
Well, yeah, in the sewer. Yeah, so they had to remove the toilet a few times to get the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out.
I would have just taken them away after that. No more Ninja Turtles.
Turns out you don't get toys ever again.
Yeah.
So
congratulations, that's your prize. Yay. Static.
Okay. Well, my daughter learned to walk at about 7 months old, so that was an interesting thing.
Yeah.
So she got into trouble a little bit early. She had a big sister to keep up with, but one of the craziest things she did was she broke her arm on the trampoline because somebody jumped off the a roof of a, I don't know,
Ford
or something.
Man. A roof of a building.
Well, a roof of a Ford or something, but that wasn't even the craziest thing. The craziest thing was when she, I was looking around for her and then found her on the roof of the trailer around age 2.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
And I think that happened again when she was like 3. I don't know how she did it, but she thought it was really fun to climb up a tree, I think, and then onto there. So we had to have help getting her down, but
wow.
It worked out.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, my mom found me on the roof multiple times.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
See, I was always afraid of that.
All right, thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Call. Yeah, that's why we have a one-story house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, seriously, when me and my brother and sister, when we were little,
Yeah. Always on the roof?
She would find us on the roof because we had a two-story house. So, unfortunately...
Why was that such like a crazy thing to do? Like, now I'm like, oh, I don't want to get on the roof ever.
Right. because when you're a kid, you don't think about stuff like that?
I don't know. It was just a foreign place.
I've told this story before long ago, but one of my favorite things that have happened so far, because I have boys, right. And they're insane, mm-hmm. And I'm sure Chrissy could come up with a thousand other stories, but I think one of my personal favorites, Chrissy was on tour, she was out of town, and I had to work, so my mom was watching the kids, and my mom, in her awesomeness, fell asleep on the couch. So my kids are crazy, and if you're not watching them, they do things. And Luke was, I think he was like three at the time, about three-ish. And I got home, and my mom popped her head up from the couch like, oh, I fell asleep. And immediately it was like, danger! Danger! Where are my kids? And Jack was like in his room drawing like this little angel of light. And I'm like, oh, you perfect little being. I love you so much. All right, enjoy your drawing, great little wonderful person. So then I'm like, where's Luke, the little one who is crazy in an awesome way?
Yeah.
And walk into the kitchen, and every single pot and pan we own is displayed in the kitchen. Shiny toy guns waiting alone right here on Static Radio. Good morning. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to the program. Talking about crazy things kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, six-year-old having sinus problems for the last 3 years. Took him to many doctors. They couldn't figure it out. Antibiotics didn't work. And finally went to a specialist.
Took him to many doctors?
Multiple doctors. Yes, little miniature doctors. Yes,
tiny ones.
Little miniature doctors.
How does that help with
many?
Sorry.
Yeah, little miniature doctors. And after 3 years, finally, a specialist found a Lego tire that had been jammed so far up his nose nobody could see it, and had completely grown fungus over it because it'd been there for 3 years.
Nice.
Yeah, so now he's fine. They pulled it out, but we were asking on Facebook craziest kid stories.
Yep. I once put a pea up my nose.
What?
Yeah.
But those are like squishy.
Yeah, but it wasn't as squishy as it was supposed to be because it was frozen.
Frozen peas?
So, true story. My mom ended up taking us to the emergency room, and they were like, okay, yeah, we can get that out. And then as they went to go get the tools to get it out, I sneezed.
And so it just came out.
Never mind. And my mom was like, okay.
Well,
like,
there it is.
She walked out as they were walking. I was like, never mind, we got it. Dude, we walked out of the ER.
I'm such a dad because I hear that story. But as a dad, all I heard was like, wow, son, you couldn't have sneezed on the way to the hospital. You just cost us $50 in doctor bill. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I learned never to put peas up my nose. Instead, I just went with Kix because then you could at least, you know, crunch those and they would come out of you.
There you go.
Gross.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, kids do some crazy things. But I think this is why God has given us wives because I'll get the phone call and it's like, ugh. This just happened on the playground. Jack, blah, 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 whatever it is. I don't know. I think we need to take him to the emergency room. Is he bleeding? Well, no, I mean, no, but I mean, he says his arm is really banged up. It could be broken. Well, did you jiggle it? I mean, are you sure? Do you know how much it is for the ER? That's like $100. That's $100 copay. Can you, I mean, try and make him throw something. Yeah. Yep. But Chrissy, it's like, oh, he's got a fever and this. We got to take him to the doctor right now. I mean, how long has he had the fever? What's it say? 102? Check it again in like an hour. Because I don't, those are kind of jicky. Let's wait on it. That's $100. But my wife always wins out, obviously. So,
you can't put a price on a child's health.
Oh, man. You know how many times I've heard that? I'm like, no, you're right. You're right. But I can. $100.
That's right. I'm always pulling the cards like, man, when that happened to me when I was a kid, we just put some ice on it.
Right. Right, right. They're boys. They're boys. It's okay.
See, it's worse for me because I got two girls, and that totally doesn't fly.
Yeah.
He's like, just put some ice on it. No. It's like, really? Come on.
Come on. Is it really that, man?
It's all part of life.
You're right.
Which, of course, doesn't comfort anybody, which I don't understand why. It's like the most comforting thing I can come up with as a dude.
Well, it's all part of life. Life's not fair. Oh, really? Did you just go there?
You always fall back on the Princess Bride. Life is pain. Yeah. Anyone who tells you otherwise is selling you something. Right. So just suck it up and move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Welcome, yo. Yeah, GameAndMovieGuy.com.
I know. We're going to be doing Interactive Nights tonight and actually brought in Michael Tom to tell us more about that. So, Michael, come on over here. Explain to everyone what Interactive Nights is all about.
All right, guys. Well, Interactive Nights is a ministry that we created before. Actually, didn't work out, but this time we've got God's blessing. We can see him working in our ministry. We've got the Game and Movie Guide on board. They are totally helping us out and making this completely awesome for you guys. But we get together. Right now, it's quite a few kids from our church, but we're opening up to everybody who's available here in Albuquerque, and we want you to come in. First hour, we have open gaming, and then at 6 o'clock, we have a study, and guess what? Today, we've got Yo Snyder.
That's right!
Woo-hoo! He's coming in, and he's going to be doing the special study, and I think he said something about prizes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I do have some prizes for
tonight. I like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what they are.
Okay.
It was kind of interesting because I was on KNKT yesterday, and I just mentioned briefly with Peter, I was like, yeah, I'm going to talk about absolutes and relativism based on Modern Warfare 3, this Call of Duty game. Like, as soon as we got done with that segment, there's this mom calling up. Hi, what was that about absolutes and relativism with video games? My kids could really learn something from that. It's like, that's Interactive Nights, and that's what I'm going to be talking about. So, yeah, swinging by. Because we are playing Modern Warfare 3 tonight, right?
That's correct. We're gonna be rocking some Modern Warfare 3. Well, I'll try.
Dude, I'm all
but
for
I know there's
going to
be some people there that are going to be doing it.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I run into a room and get shot, and then I'm like, ah, oh, come on, and then I respawn, and I'm like, yeah, now I'm dead again. I'm awful.
See, my problem now is, like, I'm so used to playing Battlefield 3, like, you'll be running out. I'm like, oh, Steve-O's down, I'll just revive him. Oh, wait, I can't do that. Oh, now I'm dead. Dang it.
Yeah.
And I was telling Michael, I was like, you know, with Battlefield, you can, like, shoot through the wall and do some other stuff. So, like, I'll see a guy run behind a wall, I'm like, you're mine. I throw a grenade at it, and then nothing happens.
Bounces off the wall.
And some other guy comes and shoots me. I'm like, look at that noob throwing grenades at a wall. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
It's awful. But, yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. And you guys are taking, like, suggestions for games and other stuff, right?
We do. You can actually find that if you go to crossfellowship.org, and actually it's got to be www.crossfellowship.org, and you go under the ministries page, find Interactive Nights, and under Game Showcase, you can find out which game we are playing that week.
Cool.
And you can go ahead and vote early on that, and your vote counts that day when we go in and play. We also have a game submissions page where you can recommend a game that we can add to our library that we play each
repertoire.
Time we get there. Exactly. Our library is decent right now.
It can
definitely improve, and as God provides, we're going to go ahead and do that. So
I know Celeste yesterday, she still has her old Nintendo 64, and she wants to do a Mario Kart night, she said one time.
Mario Kart?
Mario Kart night's good. We're actually doing, spoiler alert, we're doing that next time.
Really?
Next time.
All right.
So in 2 weeks from now, that'll be up.
We have a lady in the other room who's going to school everybody. But, well, actually, probably not, because she still has the Nintendo 64 version, so she hasn't evolved from that.
Yeah. Neither is the game.
Yeah. Well, truth.
We'll actually be using the Wii version of it. But,
okay.
I think it's pretty much the
same comparable.
Thing.
Yeah, man.
You know, just a little bit of motion control in there. And
there you go.
She'll have it going. So.
I like that. Right on. So that's going down this evening. And Mitch, you're posting all the details?
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to be tonight at 5 o'clock.
Perfect.
We open the doors, and it goes till about 9 o'clock.
Okay, cool. So 5 to 9, you can show up. I mean, it'd be good if you were there on time, but people can show up, like, if they work till 5 and get there at 6. Or
so make sure you're there by 6.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's when the important stuff happens.
That's when Yo takes the stage.
That's not the important stuff. Yeah.
The important stuff is everyone thinking, well, when can I compete against Yo so I can destroy
him? Yeah.
It's like when we do our Battlefield thing next week, everyone's already planning. It's like, hey, you know, is Steve-O going to play? Because I'm really looking forward to getting his dog tags.
Yeah, and
I'm
awful.
How many times I heard that last night?
Great. Jackson. Great.
Steve was going to put it right because I want to get his dog tags. Like, man, you're more, so, more than welcome to do that.
Mitch, that means they want to come up from behind me and knife me to death and then take my dog tags.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were just going to like take your dog and then take the tags.
No, dog tags. Dog, it's tags, like, you know, military. Dog tags. They
dog tags.
And then they take your dog tags. It's like the most humiliating thing because you have to sneak up on someone and actually pull off this maneuver.
Does this truly happen often?
I was going to say, no, it doesn't. Well, to me, yes, but it's normal
truly,
people.
It's truly a violation because it's basically someone coming up behind you saying, you couldn't pay enough attention to notice that I'm right behind
exactly,
you.
Exactly, yeah.
So I am going to do the most personal thing possible, stab you in the heart, and take your dog tags to prove that I did that.
Yeah.
So everyone will see, hey, look, I got close enough to Yo that I could sneak up behind him and kill him with a knife.
And they get to keep it forever. It's on their profile forever? Like Steve-O's dog tags.
Do you ever get them back?
Well,
yeah, because that makes it possible for someone else to come and get them.
Say, no one's
you don't really
yet?
You don't ever get that pair back, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they just give you a new pair that's like, and they put another one around your neck.
Of dog tags I've been through.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be kicked out of the military because I keep having to requisition those for me.
Yeah.
You lost them again?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you not pay attention to the fact that there are people behind you?
Yeah, apparently
no,
I can't.
Afraid not.
I can't. It's awful.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Speaking of all that, you know, taking dog tags and stuff, tomorrow we're going to get together and we're going to practice.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just for people, maybe you're new to Battlefield 3 and you're not quite used to how things run and work and you're not sure like what's the best loadout, what's good weapons. You're not familiar with maps. You're like, I don't know where to go on this map. What's the objective here? Tomorrow, we're just going to hang out.
About one-ish.
That's, and then again, the evening about 8 o'clock. But the server will be up and running so people can jump on it and play throughout the day.
We're renting our own server.
Yeah, I know. How cool is that?
Love it.
We're just going to hang out, and it's not going to be super competitive. We're just going to be there to kind of teach people how to play if you want to learn. And also so we can get used to, like, okay, how should we set up the server? What's going to be the best modes for everybody? What do people want to do? So we're going to do some of that tomorrow. And we'll have the server up and running about 10 a.m. Like I said, me and Steve will be on about 1, and then again the evening at 8 to lend pointers for what little we know.
There you go.
If you want to learn how to be a sniper, talk to Steve-O. Engineer, talk to me or Steve-O. Assault and support, I can help out a lot.
Yeah, you can. I'm like spraying the side of a building. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
so
it's awesome. So we'll do that, and then next Friday, we'll get competitive and award some prizes.
There you go. Yeah, you can check out all the details for that at gameandmovieguide.com. You have to put your headphones on, because I'm sure this is for you. Static.
Hey, Steve-O, what's going on?
Hey, man.
This is Lee.
Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Lee.
Not too much. Hey, so I put a craziest thing on Facebook, but I also got one that I was going to talk to you about real quick.
We're talking about video games. You talking video games or you talking kids?
I was talking craziest things.
Oh, yeah. We put a pause on that. I thought you had a question for Yo, because Yo's in studio right now.
You were wrong. It wasn't for
me. I was wrong, I thought.
That's why I never answer my phone at home, because it's never for me, and I don't like taking messages.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right. Do you play Battlefield 3?
I do not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, call us back.
I'm like the craziest tech guy you'd ever find. I don't like video games.
Wait, you're the craziest tech guy we've ever met, but you don't like video games.
Yeah, because, you know,
it seems like a contradiction.
So, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, because typically, like, I'm in school now for that, and all the people around me are all these guys that play all these video games. And
what's your gamer tag? I don't know what that means.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
You guys play basketball? You want to get out on the court and just play some basketball?
Yo does.
Yeah, Yo definitely does.
I'll go right now.
You want to play World of Warcraft? I'm like, what is that?
It's the world.
Down on Facebook?
Warcraft.
You know, so.
Right on, Lee. Thanks for the call, man.
So I don't have anything for Yo. I'm sorry, Yo.
I found out you play basketball, so swing by sometime. We'll
there
play
you
basketball.
Go. There you go. He plays all basketball right. Every day. So there you go. Right here on the campus.
That's right. One other thing we need to cover, Born Legacy.
Yes.
Came out today. We got the review up at gameandmovieguide.com. And here's the cool thing. Now at the guide, you can submit your own review.
Yep.
So go read the Born Legacy review, and then if you happen to see the movie this weekend, come back and submit your own review.
Like, right on.
Maybe I missed something. Maybe you think my review was stupid and you could do better. I'm fine with that.
Read our reviews.
Yeah. So post your own review. Of course, you know, it's not going to get there instantly. I get to take a look at it first and edit it so I can make everything sound really, really smart.
Right.
And put pictures and, you know, try and make all the reviews look really, really cool.
Yeah.
So, but you can submit your own review. And we want reader reviews because, hey, our opinion isn't the only one that matters.
Exactly.
Your opinion matters. Yeah. And that's the fun thing about movies. That's why we like coming on here is talking about them. That's what makes it cool. Everyone has a different opinion. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're like, come on, let's get some reader reviews because I know people don't care just about my opinion. They have their own opinion. Well, I know Steve only cares about my opinion. But, so reader reviews are going to be there. We'll post them starting right now with The Bourne Legacy, which comes out today. And we got the review up at the guide.
GameAndMovieGuide.com. Hello.
Hi. What are the ages for this tonight?
What are the ages for tonight, Michael Tom?
Yes. Actually, we allow all ages.
There you go, all ages.
Now, Netflix, because I'm waiting to watch my son take on Yo.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I know he's going to pwn me. It's going to be awesome, but it's going to be fun. We should say that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is an M-rated title.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a bunch of it's kids playing guns, basically.
Yeah, I immediately thought of the youngins, and she was talking about her because she's a mom. That's awesome.
No, I'm used to it. I have nothing but gamers at my house. So.
Nice.
There you go.
Bring them by.
Yeah, big screen TV. They even do... campaigning or whatever that is. So.
Nice.
Here's what you need to do, though, because children need like outdoor activities. So what I've done is we've hooked up the Xbox 360 to a treadmill, and so as long as they're jogging at the same time, our kids can play video games all day long.
Well, actually, that's
not real. So don't do that. I don't recommend that.
That's a joke.
I was going to take my son to go play basketball. I went to the store to go buy a nice leather Spalding. $50 for a basketball.
I know, right?
I know. You buy a video game, you get all those hours of virtual entertainment.
Like, that's like two Blu-rays. Come on. Who are these people?
The basketball, you got to, like, work up a sweat.
Yeah,
you
I might really hurt something.
I got to do basketball dip, babe. Basketball all the way.
I don't know. I
agree.
Right on. Thanks for the call.
Whenever I play the Wii, I am so sore.
Yeah,
like, this is true.
Yeah.
It's just so, I pull muscles.
It's the same with Kinect. Like, there's some games on Kinect where you can get a really good
workout
doing that.
So. I still haven't played the Move. I still haven't tried it.
That's because it's like Wii HD and nobody cares.
Right, yeah.
I feel so bad for Sony for, anyway.
Yeah.
that's a completely different conversation. So, interactive tonight starting at 5 p.m. Absolutely. Again, Modern Warfare 3 is an M-rated video game, but there's going to be adult supervision there. So if you're like not entirely sure how you feel about that, know that we're going to be there. And
your pops was saying you guys changed the language if there's like, language you'll put into a different language so that nobody understands what's being said, which is totally cool. Yes, I don't know why we've never thought of that
before.
Some
games have language filters, like Gears of War,
mm-hmm.
and when you put that on, it basically becomes like a T-rated game for some of them,
sensors,
like Halo.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing with Call of Duty, it's a lot of shooting and explosions and whatnot, but the graphicness of the violence is
very arcade.
It's very, very minimal,
right.
So it's not like there's blood splattering everywhere, so that's what you're concerned about. Yeah, you guys screen these games, so you're not exposing anyone to anything like that's going to scar them for life, right? Yeah. So we're doing it at a church. Of course, we're not going to scar your kids for life with anything. So anyway, but keep that in mind because parents need to be aware of that.
Right.
But it's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it tonight. And then tomorrow we'll do some practice for Battlefield. It's going to be awesome. And then next week we got some cool prizes that we'll give away for Battlefield 3.
We got a lot going on. GameAndMovieGuide.com. I want to talk about this, but we got to take a quick break. Can you hang out?
I can hang
out. Okay, good. All right. We have to talk about something important coming up, a Justice League movie.
Important as in air quotes.
Yeah.
Important.
Exactly. Oh, it's so important. It's vital to life. Yeah. Probably not. I don't know. But it's still awesome.
It's vital to nerd life.
So we're going to talk about that. Yo, from GameAndMovieGuide.com, and we'll be right back with more of that. It's C-Bone Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. That's right. Where am I? Hey, there I am.
There you are.
Welcome back to the show. It's Steve-O and Mitch, and joining us this morning, our dear friend Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Well, we talked a lot about video games. We talked a little bit about The Bourne Legacy, but now we need to talk about what's really important.
Yeah. Again, air quotes, important.
That's right. Now, normally when you think of superheroes in Ben Affleck, You think of Daredevil.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The director's cut of that movie was not that bad.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed. And Coolio was in the director's cut, so come on.
I mean, I know everyone is upset about the whole Daredevil movie. I get that, but the director's cut was actually pretty good. I liked the director's cut of Daredevil.
I thought it was, quite good. And or quite better than the original,
yeah.
I should say.
It was better than the theatrical version.
Have you been reading about the new developments with Daredevil, the film, and the rights and all this stuff going on?
They're swapping rights. Interesting stuff.
Did you read this recent article? Okay, so for people that don't know, Marvel, unfortunately, doesn't own even their own characters. They sold off some characters to make a buck a long time ago, and now they're wishing they had never done that.
Yeah, especially with Spider-Man and the Avengers.
So 20th Century Fox actually owns, the X-Men? Yep. All X-Men properties, Fantastic Four, and Daredevil.
Yep.
And so there were rumors that they were going to trade. Marvel was going to say, hey, we're going to give you an extension on this Daredevil film if you give us the rights to Galactus Silver Surfer back, because the rumor was for
Avengers.
Guardians of the Galaxy or Avengers. Yeah. Yesterday I read another article saying Fox decided to go against that and say, nope. We care more about our Fantastic Four characters than we do Daredevil. And so they're working on getting Daredevil going, but if it expires, they don't care all that much. So, which is kind of sad, man, because I really want Marvel to have those rights to the cosmic characters, because
they're going cosmic with a lot of their stuff.
Yeah. They are. And so, all that to say, yeah.
Which is funny, because they say they care about the Fantastic Four characters.
Right.
Did anyone see those movies?
Oh, come on! They weren't that bad.
Yeah, they were.
I like them. I liked them. I own them both. I liked them.
I've always said that the second one was an improvement over the first one.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like saying having something is an improvement over having nothing.
Right. Truth. And really, it's... I know once they reboot and do this new Fantastic Four, it'll kind of be like the Amazing Spider-Man. The Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, so it was like, well, two was all right. And then you see the new one, it's like, no, they were all awful. Yeah. Okay, they were terrible. They were absolutely terrible.
The Amazing Spider-Man is truly amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, truly is.
Yeah.
But Ben Affleck, he's become somewhat of a great director.
Yeah, have you seen the trailer for his new movie?
I have not.
Wow. Looks really interesting. It's based on a true story. Get a load of this. Based on a true story where there was an incident, I think it was in Iran.
Okay.
Where the embassy was under attack, and some American people from the embassy had to leave the embassy, went out into the city to hide. And so the CIA wanted to extract them, but they weren't sure how to do that without causing a big... And so what they came up with, true story, was a fake movie. They sent in a movie crew...
Wow.
Posing as they were filming a movie, and that they would just happen to get these Americans as a part of the movie and then extract them that way.
No way.
Yeah. And Ben Affleck is directing and starring in this movie adaptation of this very bizarre but true story. And I remember reading about that back when I was in college. I was like, oh yeah, I remember reading something about that. That was really weird, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so he
does some crazy stuff.
He's doing some cool stuff.
The Town, gnarly film.
Yeah.
Brilliantly executed film, though.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. Directed that. So he, obviously, a great writer as well. Good Will Hunting won an Oscar.
I know. Everyone thought there's great things in store for him and Matt Damon after Good Will Hunting, and they were half right.
Yeah.
Matt Damon went on to do some great stuff.
Which makes me sad.
See, I know.
Armageddon, come on!
Ben Affleck, working with J-Lo.
Yeah, okay. The Town was really good.
No, this is true.
This is good.
He's gotten better.
Yes, exactly. He's established himself in like a directing role.
Yeah. So there is hope, because DC had been, you know, this has been a whisper, a vapor. There have been talks. In fact, they'd even put together the idea of a Justice League film, and then Batman Begins happened instead, and it was like, oh, now we can't really do anything because, you know, Christopher Nolan kind of owns Batman.
Yeah,
and
we don't want to confuse anyone
exactly.
with different Batmans.
So now Christopher Nolan, done. The Batman series is finished.
Done very well.
So now, once again, DC is talking about a Justice League film. And if you're not familiar with Justice League, it would Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, and The Flash. Basically think the Avengers for the DC universe.
Have you seen that How It Should Have Ended?
I have not.
About the Avengers?
No.
Superman has the greatest line ever in that. We need to watch
okay,
it. I'm
good.
Not going to spoil
okay,
the
don't.
Line.
I, okay, good.
It is the best line
I
want to
see this. Well, Ben Affleck...
totally off topic.
...is apparently the person who has been approached by Warner Brothers to lead the new DC comic project based on the Justice League.
Which would be cool. And yeah. The interesting thing there is, will it tie to the upcoming Man of Steel? Because there have been hints that if the new Man of Steel as a reboot works
right.
the way that DC wants to do, it could be their launching
that'll
point
be their springboard
for a DC universe.
That'll
of
be their Iron Man, basically.
Like Marvel did.
Yeah.
And, you know, rightly so, because Marvel's plan obviously has worked out very, very well.
Very well.
And they've been smart about it. Now, I don't think DC should completely follow what they've done, because let's face it, the thing that's been great about the Marvel movies and the Batman movies is they have an entirely different feel.
Right.
The Marvel movies are your candy-coated, let's go have some fun, and then the DC movies are like, no, let's seriously consider some things through the lens of superheroes.
Right.
Let's consider life and society and culture and some topics, and, you know, let's be thoughtful about this. And I think DC could continue to do that. Not that Superman needs to be dark and gritty and brooding, but could still be a little more thoughtful in its execution and how it does some stuff. It doesn't have to be the bright candy-coated type of stuff that Marvel's been doing.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm excited, and I know we are on not opposite sides when it comes to this. I did enjoy Batman. However, as a nerdy comic book guy, as a comic book film, I thought The Amazing Spider-Man was way better, because Batman, it...
See, and I
by
the agree
end,
with you, though.
By the end, it wasn't a comic book movie anymore. You know what I mean? And so I wouldn't want Justice League to do that. I really hope Superman is still Superman. You know?
Exactly.
I get that Batman was that dark, but I don't think everything should.
No.
So I
tried
don't
it with
want
Green
them,
Lantern, and look what happened. All right, it doesn't work for every character. You
right.
have to be true to the character.
Absolutely.
And Christopher Nolan was true to the character. Mm-hmm. He made a lot of money.
Right, right.
But that doesn't mean that that's the formula for every character
exactly.
to follow.
And Spider-Man, it was still a comic film, but they did tackle those. You know,
it was a very post Dark Knight
right.
Superhero film, but it was still true to
so,
the character.
Yeah, it was so well done. Yeah. I loved it because that's really what I'm hoping for with, say, a Justice League is. Hey, yes, let's tackle the big stuff, but don't put my 6-year-old to sleep.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, obviously he has not seen The Dark Knight Rises because he's 6, and I'm a little better parent than that.
Yeah, my kids haven't seen any of the Batman movies.
Yeah, so...
But I did take him to the Avengers.
Nice. Yeah, exactly, right? And so I don't want my, you know, 6-year-old to be like, boy, this is awful.
Yeah,
dude, you made a Superman, Batman, Green Lantern film.
I think Justice League needs to be somewhere between the brightness of Avengers and somewhere between... You know, the seriousness of The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between there.
So
is,
The Amazing
is
Spider-Man.
The right tone. Yeah, true.
Really?
True.
I mean,
yeah.
I think that's why I loved it so much.
Follow that type of template, and I think that would work out. And Ben Affleck, I think, would be the guy who could do that. He could balance the fun aspects with the more serious, down-to-earth,
I mean, look
unquote,
at Armageddon.
Realistic.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm totally kidding.
Dude,
please
Armageddon
don't look at Armageddon.
Was
please
a movie
don't.
That made grown men cry.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, he threw it back in there. He's going to sacrifice so his daughter
oh,
can be
man.
Happy.
Hugh Whoa. Aerosmith. Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
What's up, Matthew from Albuquerque?
What's going on in there, Steve-O?
Oh, you know, just hanging out.
Yes, yo there.
Yes,
I am.
Hey, yo, how you doing?
Good, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, my goodness. Is Steve-O going crazy or no?
Oh, yeah, he totally is.
He's too funny.
He's...
Hey, how you doing, Mitch?
I'm good now. I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. I can hear you guys going crazy.
We love when you call every day, Matthew from Albuquerque.
So, you guys, hey, so, Steve-O, I've got to ask you. Let's see here, you know. I don't know. My cousin, I guess, the one that's going to go to school to become a teacher, wants to go see a movie, and she wanted me to ask to see what movie you would recommend for her.
She's going to be a teacher.
Yeah.
She needs to know what movie is right for her.
Oh, Sister Act.
Sister Act 2 was a little more real to,
yeah.
like,
Sister
the
Act
nunnery
two.
Stuff.
Yeah. Sister Act
so.
2.
Yeah, can I get a song request this morning, Steve-O?
Absolutely.
You think you guys could play some, let's see,
Some Amberlynn, any record.
Any song from Amberlynn.
Yes.
Matthew from Albuquerque, we will do that. You have a fantastic day.
I will. You too, guys. Bye.
Thanks, man.
I'm sorry. You know, I told
Sister
sorry.
Act 2 still in theaters?
I don't know, but we can maybe get it that way.
Maybe the Dollar Theater?
Oh, man.
I totally took your thunder with suggesting a movie, but yeah. I had the perfect movie.
You had the right
Sister
film.
Sister Act. That was a great film.
I have had multiple people email in and or call in asking about that character. No, he's real.
Yeah, it's real.
That is Matthew from Albuquerque. He's no, really, he's a real human. He's not a character.
He's
real.
He is a character.
Yes, he is. But not, like, not intentionally.
Yeah. He's a card and he needs to be dealt with.
So Ben Affleck approached to direct Justice League. We will see.
Good move.
Good, solid move, I believe. On the same note, this week as well, huge news this week. Joss Whedon has signed on officially.
Was there ever any doubt?
I know
Joss Whedon was playing it kind of coy, like, well, I haven't really decided what I want to do next. And the movie made like $5 trillion.
Right.
Are you
right.
really going to pass up on? Hey, would you like to make a sequel to that? We'll give you anything you want. You can have the Binks truck any color you want, and yeah. we'll just have it parked out in front of your house.
Truth.
In fact, we'll just give you your own bank. You remember Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah.
You can swim in your money. Just please make Avengers 2 for us. Yeah. There was never any doubt Joss Whedon was going to direct Avengers 2.
I think the bigger news, Joss Whedon signed on officially. He's going to write, direct Avengers 2. He is also going to help develop a Marvel Universe television series.
It's going to be like Firefly, but with Marvel superheroes.
Yeah.
And if it isn't, I'll be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, so that's really, I think, to me, the bigger news. There's still, we don't know what aspect of the Marvel Universe, whether it's going to tie directly into the Avengers. I believe it's going to. I mean, it would make sense.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Corporate synergy.
I honestly think it's all about that. I think it's going to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. like cop drama. I really do.
That would be cool.
You know what I mean? Because S.H.I.E.L.D. is really developed well now. I don't know.
Get Jeremy Renner to play Hawkeye.
That'd be awesome. Do you think he'd really do a TV show?
Depends on what happens with the Bourne Legacy.
Right. Touché, my friend.
We'll know better after this weekend.
Yeah.
Whether or not he'll be available for that.
Yeah, exactly. So you can check out all of the information, everything we talk about, we put up. GameAndMovieGuide.com, stories, reviews, previews, everything.
Yeah. We got a lot of really cool previews. I got really amped about one game that was announced this week.
What?
You probably aren't familiar with it.
Oh,
it's a game called Grid 2.
Okay.
That's a sequel to a racing game that came out 4 years ago.
Okay.
And it was the game that reignited my love for racing games.
Really?
I've been waiting. I was like, man, my wife will testify to this.
4 years.
I know. So every now and then I tell her, it's like, you know what racing game I really miss? It was Grid. She's like, yeah, I know. You really like that
game. I'm sorry, sweetheart. It's okay.
And so then the other day I told her, it's like, hey, guess what? What? They announced Grid 2. I'm so happy for you. It's like, man, my wife is the most awesome wife ever.
My wife's still waiting for the sequel of 13. I have no idea why. They tried to do a movie, made-for-television movie. It was awful. Yeah.
13 is not happening.
Yeah.
Like the 13 about
No, it was like a first-person shooter, but it was like cel-shaded. It was really...
It was like a Jason Bourne story.
We're talking like a long-ago original Xbox. Ooh. That's how long she's been waiting. It's never going to happen. But they left it like cliffhanger ending. Yeah. So it's like, that's messed up.
She's dedicated. Yeah.
She is dedicated. She really is. So
4 years is an eternity.
Yeah, in truth.
Gaming. So we got the trailer for that in case anyone's curious.
There you go. GameAndMovieGuide.com. We do this every single Friday. Yo, you do this every single day. So,
and I love it.
Yeah, this is your world. We're just hanging out in it right now. So
I'm sharing my world. 5 o'clock tonight. Cross Christian Fellowship.
That's right. All the details, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve Omich.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Brand new music from The Lighthouse and The Wailer. A song called Iron Doors. Yeah.
It's still going.
Iron Doors. So yesterday, apparently, I scared everybody because I yawn a little differently than most people.
Yeah.
And freaked you guys out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I actually laughed so hard that I now have a six-pack.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know? Just trying to help you out, bro.
Thanks.
Static.
Hey, Steve, going back to movies, have you seen the trailer for The Hobbit?
Yeah.
On the big screen.
Yeah, like twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It looks absolutely incredible, right?
Yeah, no, I'm stoked for it. It's going to be better than the original three Lord of the Rings.
See, I'm 50-50, because here's the thing. That's my all-time favorite book. I'm actually reading it to my kids again right now.
Well, it's so much easier to read and so much funner to read than the other three.
But the problem is, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, there were three books and they made three movies. The Hobbit is one book and they're making three movies.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay... I don't know.
Very obviously looks done.
Yeah.
Like, I saw the trailer. They're finished with it.
in the trailer, they didn't show anything of the dragon.
No, of course not. They won't get there till the third film. No. I don't think they'll get to Misty Mountain until the third.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get to, like, Gollum in the first one.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I almost feel like it's like, maybe they'll just do all the beginning stuff and get to the trolls, which is chapter two.
I think they'll get to, like, maybe, no, just, like, barely him even leaving.
Because they finally get to Elrond.
At the very end of the trailer, they show Gollum.
That's true.
In the cave.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
We shall see. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah. All right. Can you play me some Maylene during the break?
Heck yes.
All right.
Thanks. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. Maylene coming up and your phone calls. Static.
Yo, what's up, buddy? It's Ricky.
Ricky!
So I was flipping through the channels and I heard your voice and I thought, I haven't said hi to this guy in a while, so I'm going to call him and say hello.
You know what you need to do, Ricky, general manager of Jackson's Gym? I hear tell that John Bones Jones is training here at some point.
He's training here.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like, I don't know. I haven't seen you in so long. It would be great if you came into the studio, not alone.
So you want John Jones, you don't want me.
No, I want you. I want you.
Okay.
I want you.
All right. Well,
but I mean, you're so popular that you should probably bring John with you because you might need a bodyguard because people just love you,
man.
Yeah,
there's going to be fans.
And they might try and attack you like and ask for your autograph and stuff. I think John could help with that.
Smother me with hugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to talk to John today. Reminder, I was flipping through. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to say hi to Steve. I haven't talked to him in a while. And then I will talk to John Bones when I see him today at work. And, say, come show the M88 listeners some love.
There you go.
And come hang out. See, he hasn't been there yet, has he?
No! We've been waiting, man. We've been waiting.
In the Edge, he doesn't really care for the Edge very much.
Yeah, see?
They freaked him out.
Exactly, so. And we're not going to do that. We're not going to be weird.
We're going to be scary.
We're not going to be weird.
I'm completely normal.
You know.
I'm not sure about the weird part.
Yeah. Yes, dude.
You won't do anything to offend him. How about that?
Exactly. Never. Why would anyone ever want to do that? Have they not seen him fight before? Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy because they took him in there and, you know, they did it. You know, I don't know if, you know, Buck does that Matt Hamill bit where he pretends like he's dead.
And then he was
fighting Matt Hamill and he really thought it was Matt Hamill. And then he found out it was Buck making fun of a deaf guy. And then he was like,
wow.
Offensive.
Is this good for my image? Should I be laughing at this? What should I do with my hands right now?
See? And so, that's exactly what he needs. To come over here to Static Radio, rock some quality Christian morning show. We will not make fun of deaf people because that's stupid.
That's messed up.
I'm going to call Aaron later, man. I'm going to tell him.
That's against the law.
I'm going to tell him, bro.
Yeah, tell him,
eh? Right on, man. Dude.
Cool, I'll get with him and I'll come by and see you guys soon.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Ricky.
Take care, guys.
All right, man. Later. That's Ricky Cottonsteady.
Yeah.
He happens to be the general manager of Jackson's Gym, where a lot of fighters are training right now.
That's so cool.
MMA style. When Steven was here, that's where we went to learn how to punch people.
That's cool.
And not get beat up.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked.
Have you gotten beaten up since then?
I have not.
Good job.
You know what? Haven't been in any fights since I trained.
Okay, so.
So.
Obviously, it's not come in handy at all.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that John Bones Jones in Albuquerque right now training. So
that's cool.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That was good stuff. Random call.
I know. That was probably the best random call of the day. Ricky can call and interrupt any topic anytime he wants.
Yeah.
So he has that free pass. And Matthew from Albuquerque as well, apparently.
Yeah.
Because he's going to.
Yeah, regardless.
Right now, latest from his legacy. Song's called Follow. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. KJ52. No, seriously. Brand new music from him. From his Dangerous record. Song's called Face Melt. That's one of the nicest dudes I know.
Yeah?
Tell us what you think. 505-338-3700, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You digging it? That wasn't a New Music Tuesday.
I know, but it's played new music.
But it's brand new music.
Yeah.
Billiam.
I know, what's going on?
I don't know. Brand new KJ52 right there. Face melt. Hey, earlier we were talking about crazy things.
A lot earlier.
Children do.
Yeah.
6-year-old had breathing problems for 3 years. Apparently sinus issues, just crazy. Doctors couldn't figure it out until finally this last year, one doctor thought maybe he spotted something way, way, way up in his nose. Turns out he had shoved a Lego tire up there 3 years ago. It had completely grown fungus, covered in fungus. Yeah. And once it was removed, apparently the boy's health problems stopped. He's good now. But when he was three, enjoyed Lego so much that he wanted to keep it forever.
Forever.
Shoved a tire up his nose.
Forever didn't quite last, though.
Yeah. So we asked crazy kid stories. The funny thing is, earlier, Sam Swan was talking about his kids climbing up the beams, and my kids do that, too. They climb up the, like, beams of the door frames.
And I stated that I did this.
And the best part is your mom listens to the show.
Oh, yeah. Thanks,
and
mom.
She also likes to chime in at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. There's a cute little monkey photo on our Facebook page.
Awful.
Who's that little monkey on the door frame?
I don't know. It's so weird.
It's so crazy that it's you.
Oh.
Your mom put a photo of you on our Facebook page.
She did. And apparently it was
Moms
Halloween because it's decorated like Halloween. So we knew it was around the time of October.
Okay. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
How old were you? Like 21?
Oh my God.
19 maybe?
I think I might have been about 4.
Oh, 4. I was way off. So I don't know.
No,
I can't
you were close.
Gauge. I can't gauge things like that.
It's cool.
Once I get older, I can't gauge like people that are younger than me.
Really?
I don't know. I think they're like 23. Oh, they're 16.
Yeah,
oh,
I can't gauge.
I had no idea.
Between the ages of like 12 and 23.
Right.
Like, I don't
done.
Know.
Yeah. So anyways, check it out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Nice little picture of Mitch
my mom
scaling the walls.
Obviously thrives off of my embarrassment. So.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Lots of stories on there.
We
speaking
do.
Of embarrassment, embarrassing kid stories. Craziest thing your kiddos, or maybe you did when you were a kid. Let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got?
My older brother also chimed in. And
nice.
He says that when he was babysat by my oldest sister,
uh-huh.
We're all different ethnicities. My oldest brother and sister are white.
Okay.
My second oldest brother and sister are black.
Okay.
And then my brother and I are brown.
Okay.
So,
right on.
Yeah. So he said that whenever.
You guys could do a We Are the World music video together.
Yeah. Or we could be
that's
Power
amazing.
Rangers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I like the
We Are
music
the
video better.
That'd be fun. It'd be fun. We should
be great.
Totally get together and do that.
You could be LaToya Jackson.
Yes. No.
No.
Anyway.
You could be J-Lo.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
All right.
But yeah, he said that my oldest sister would babysit, and she would say that they were adopted because they're black and she's white. So
that's messed up.
And like, well, the thing is, he knew it was a joke, but she said it so often that he was like, maybe it's true.
Oh, man, that's messed up.
I know, right?
That's so sad.
So sad. I used to, oh, yeah. I was mean. I was a mean sister.
Oh, yeah. I'm the oldest, so I was the worst, always.
Yeah.
My mom loves me most, is what I was always saying. And my mom would have to go, well, no, I've loved you longest because you're the oldest. And I'm like, exactly. You have more love for me
exactly.
than you have for them. Yeah. And I mean, but I would do that all the time in front of them. I was a jerk, man.
I was mean.
Ugh.
Yeah, I always used to say, hey, I was planned and you were the accident.
Oh, you are lame.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. You can't throw this one back on me.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Back says, my son saying his sister is going to be a great hooker.
Oh.
Meaning looker.
A looker.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Should probably fix that one.
Yeah.
They're like cute things kids say. It's like, don't ever correct him. That's one you should correct.
Yeah, no. Look at my
yeah.
mouth.
Yeah.
La.
L. Looker.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. Good.
Tina says, while doing the laundry, her youngest daughter happened to come upon her dad in underoos, her dad's underoos, and shouted with anger, hey, dad, hey, that's cheap. Why does daddy get to have pockets in his panties?
Oh, no. No.
I didn't pre-read that, so that's funny. But I add, out loud in a public laundromat. That's funny.
Yeah. Dude, kids are crazy. I love it, but it's kind of embarrassing. Like, the one thing that I had to like discuss with my kids over and over and over is
talking about
talking about other people.
Yeah. Dude.
In public settings, it's like, hey, dad, why is that person so big? Or, you know, I'm like, dude, you cannot say that. You cannot. Oh, man. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody's different.
Like pretending that they didn't hear.
Yeah, dude. So, but kids are like brutally honest.
Yeah.
So it's. I'm like 50-50 because obviously, you know, Christ, when the children were there, I was like, hey, man, unless you come to me like one of these, I mean, they're.
Innocent.
They have no shame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They are completely brutally honest. They're black and white. They say things how they are. And sometimes it's quite embarrassing in public settings, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
They're honest.
Maybe there's something to that. They're not as jaded yet.
Yeah. Yet.
Yet. Yeah. Being the key word. What else we got?
Mandy says, when I was in middle school, I had the brilliant idea to experiment with a 9-volt battery and my braces.
Oh, no.
All I remember is a flash of light and waking up on my bed. Middle schoolers are sometimes funny.
Dude, that explains so much.
Sorry, that's messed up. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. We got tons of comments, man.
Yeah. JD says, my youngest son, Gavin, for 3 straight days, flushed a ball halfway down the toilet. Needless to say, I am able to take a toilet apart, repair it, and put it back in under 15 minutes.
Wow.
That's amazing. And Carrie says, my son used to sleepwalk when he was younger. The toilet hit right under his knees, so while sleepwalking, if it hit under his knees, he would pee. One night, he went to his sister's room sleepwalking, hit her bed right there, and started peeing all over
her. Oh, man.
She started screaming, he's peeing! quite a mess. The mattress went in the trash. They were 6 and 4, still funny to this day. Oh, that's so funny. James says, so a couple of things. The wall in the backyard had a hole in it from a hammer, which I probably made. So one day I was out there with my cousin and we decided to help my dad, who would eventually have to fix the wall. We only had one hammer, so I started destroying that brick, which then led to more bricks in a V shape down to the initial brick, and it was four tiers down. So about 20 bricks I destroyed with a hammer. I was about 7. Gosh, I'm going to be so angry when that happens to me.
Yeah, dude, I'm thankful we haven't had the like crazy accident in the car yet.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I'm not good with smells or anything, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
So when my poor wife, when my kids are sick, you know, it's like, oh, no, I can't smell. I gotta like run 3 blocks away and then call. Like, did you clean it up? Did you clean it up?
I smell it.
I can smell it. I can still smell it. Are you sure you cleaned it up? Okay, I'm gonna keep walking. Call me when it's done. Okay. I love you so much. I can't deal with smells. So if we were ever in an enclosed area like a car and our kid blew chunks, I would lose it. Oh, no, don't say they will. Don't you give me that.
Yeah.
I can't handle it, man. I can't.
Are you ready for your house to smell like spit up?
No!
It's going to happen.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in. It's 9:47, which means...
We out! For the weekend.
That's right. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you guys again bright and early Monday morning. If you missed the show, you can podcast it. MyStaticRadio.com. That's it. We'll see you Monday. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.